This message, "What is the Holy Ghost?" by Brother William Marion Branham, was delivered on Wednesday evening, December 16, 1959, at the Branham Tabernacle in Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA. Lumbigo, uyini umoya ongcwele na? Ngomfo wethu, William Marion Branham, wachunyayelwa ngolwesithathu ntambama ngompalakazi 16, 1959, eBranham Tabernacle eJeffersonville, Indiana, USA.
Hardly for a meeting. This meeting is to be a little different meeting than what we usually have here.
Kuba nzima ukuba umhlangano lumhlangano uyakuba ngowahlukileyo kancinyane kula lokho esivame ukuba lakho lapha.
Mostly every time when we come together here, it's a meeting for the healing of the sick and for the physical needs. It's the emphasis is put upon that.
Kanenge sonke isikhathi lapho sisiza ndawonye lapha kungumhlangano wokusiliswa kwabagulayo futhi lokwezindingo zenyama kuyisigcizelelo esibekwa phezulu kwalokho.
But tonight we have started this revival for the healing of the soul, the spirit of the man.
Kodwa lobu busuku sesiqalisile limvuselelo ekusilisweni komphefumulo umoya womuntu.
However, the Lord willing, Sunday morning, at Sunday school Sunday morning, we are going to have a prayer for the sick and a regular line of healing for Sunday morning, the Lord willing.
Kungenani, inkosi ivuma, ngesonto ekuseni, esikolweni sesonto, ngesonto ekuseni, sizakuba lomkhuleko kwabagulayo futhi lomzila ojwayelekileyo wokusiliswa okwangesonto ekuseni, inkosi ivuma.
And these weeknights we are greatly pressed to speak on the eternal things for the soul.
Futhi lawa amaviki obusuku sincindezelwe kakhulukazi ukukhuluma mayelana ngezinto zaphakade zomphefumulo.
Now we know that when a body is healed, that makes us all happy, because we know that it definitely shows that our God heals the sick.
Manje siyakwazi ukuthi lapho umzimba ususilisiwe, lokho kusenza sonke sijabule, ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi kuyatshengisa sibili ukuthi uNkulunkulu wethu uyasilisa abagulayo.
But that sick person, if they live long enough, will perhaps be sick again, maybe with the same disease that they were healed of. And that doesn't take away healing.
Kodwa lo muntu ogulayo nxa bengaphila isikhathi eside okwaneleyo, mhlawumbe angagula futhi, mhlawumbe ngesifo esifanayo leso abasiliswa kuso, futhi lokho kakususi ukusiliswa.
The doctor will give medicine for pneumonia, and maybe 2 days later they'll die with pneumonia after he's pronounced them well. It reoccurs again.
Udokotela uyapha umuthi wesihlabo, futhi mhlawumbe emva kwensuku ezimbili baza kufa ngesihlabo emva kokuba esebatshele ukuthi sebephilile. Kuyaphinda kwenzakale njalo.
But when that soul is healed, you have then in you eternal life.
Kodwa lapho lo mphefumulo ususilisiwe, usulakho ke kuwe impilo elaphakade.
And I believe that we are so close to the coming of the Lord Jesus that it behooves us to do all that we possibly can to bring every soul to the kingdom and to bring the kingdom to the people. Amen. That we might be healed of our spirits.
Futhi ngiyakholwa ukuthi sesiseduzane sibili lasekubuyeni kwenkosi uJesu ukuthi kusifanele ukwenza konke lokho esingenelisa ukuletha umphefumulo wonke embusweni futhi lokuletha umbuso ebantwini ukuze sisiliswe imimoya yethu.
I believe that the body of Jesus is the sickest body that I know of. That is the body, spiritual body of Christ on earth is very sick.
Ngiyakholwa ukuthi umzimba kaJesu ungumzimba ogulayo sibili engazi ngawo. Lo ngu umzimba kamoya kaKristu emhlabeni uyagula sibili.
And now we're not planning on keeping you too long of a night because on the first night we don't have room to see our beloved friends.
Futhi gates gasicebe ukuligcina isikhathi eside ngobusuku ngoba ubusuku bokuqala gasila ndawo yokuhlalisa abangani bethu abathandekayo.
We're in the project of building a new church, a big tabernacle right here on these lots. Or wherever the Lord will lead, but as far as we know here.
Sise hlelweni lokwakha ibandla elitsha, ithebanekeli elikhulu khona lapha, kulezi izabelo kumbe loba ngapi, inkosi ezakhokhela khona, kodwa njengokwazi kwethu kulapha.
And now we have given out the meeting Wednesday through Sunday. But then it's Sunday, it's closing into Christmas holidays, but it, whenever the Lord tells us to stop, that'll be the time.
Futhi manje sesihlele umhlangano ngolwesithathu kusiyafika ngesonto kodwa ke ngesonto sokuvalela amakhefu eKhisimusi kodwa kuloba nini inkosi isitshela khona ukuthi sime leso kuzakuba isikhathi.
We don't know just what the results will be.
Gasazi nje lokho impumela ezakuba hiyo.
But believing that the folks here at the tabernacle in our sister churches, which is one of them is the Holiness Tabernacle at Utica, which Brother Grim Snelling is a pastor.
Kodwa sikholwa ukuthi abantu lapha eThebanekeli futhi lamabandla angodade wethu leyo eyingeyinye yazo yi Holiness Tabernacle eUtica leyo umfundisi Graham Snelling ungumalusi khona.
And in New Albany where brother Junie Jackson is pastor and also out on the highway where brother Ruddle is pastor.
La senyu Albany lapho umfowethu Junie Jackson ungumalusi khona futhi njalo phandle emgwaqweni omkhulu lapho umfowethu uRuddle ungumalusi khona.
We and our sister churches of this tabernacle, we are trying to bring our people into a better fellowship with Christ. That's our purpose. So I have chosen to read and to teach on for the next few nights.
Tina labo ngamabandla angodade kuleli ithebanekeli sizama ukuletha abantu bethu ebudlelwaneni obungcono loKristu. Hiyo injongo yethu. Ngakho sengikhethe ukubala lokufundisa kukho okobusuku obulutshwane obulandelayo.
Tonight I want to speak on the subject of what is the Holy Ghost. And tomorrow night I want to preach on what was it given for.
Lobo busuku ngifuna ukukhuluma ngesifundo sokuthi uyini umoya ongcwele na futhi kusasa ebusuku ngifuna ukuchumayela ngokuthi kuyini owaphiwela khona na.
And on Friday night, and to the recorders, I don't want this recorded Friday night, How do I get the Holy Ghost and how do I know when I have it?
Futhi ngolwesihlanu ebusuku futhi kwabarekhodayo ngangifuni lokho kuthathwe ngolwesihlanu ebusuku ngiwuthola njani umoya ongcwele futhi ngiba kwazi njani lapho singilawo.
Then we will just let then see what the Lord will lead us for Saturday and Sunday, and Sunday morning a healing service and another evangelistic service for Sunday night.
Futhi ke sizayeka kanjalo nje bese sibona ke lokho inkosi eza kusihola okwangu mgqibelo langesonto futhi ngesonto ekuseni inkonzo yokusilisa futhi lenye inkonzo yokuvangela okwangesonto ebusuku.
Now we want everyone to know that, and I know the recorders is running in the back room, and we wish to say this.
Futhi kathesi sifuna wonke umuntu abekwazi ukuthi futhi ngiyazi ukuthi ama recorder ayasebenza ekamelweni langemuva futhi sifisa ukutsho lokho.
Because in these meetings like this on the evangelistic type, we have people from different denominations of churches which has been taught in their own sphere of belief, each one, and that's all right.
Ngoba kuleyi imihlangano enjengalokho yohlobo lokuvangela silabantu abavela enhlanganisweni zamasonto ezehlukeneyo zamabandla lezo ezifundiswe ngokwendlela yabo yokholo munye ngamunye futhi lokho kulungile.
I have never wanted to be guilty of sowing discord among brethren. And out in the meetings I just preach on the great evangelical truths of the scripture on what brethren who sponsor my meeting believe in.
Ngangikaze ngifune ukuba lecala lokuhlanyela ukwahluka phakathi kwabazalwane futhi phandle emhlanganweni ngiyachumayela nje phezu kwamaqiniso amakhulu obuvangeli bemibhalo kulokho abazalwane labo abasekela imihlangano yami abakholwa kikho.
But in the tabernacle here I want to speak on what we believe.
Kodwa ethebhanekeli lapha ngifuna ukukhuluma kulokho esikukholwayo.
Therefore if you do not understand it, I would be very happy to have a little letter or note from you to ask me a question of why that we believe it thus, and I would be glad to try to explain it the best that I can.
Ngakho ke nxa lingakuzwisisi khona ngingathokoza sibili ukuba le ncwajana kumbe okulotshiweyo okuvela kuwe ukungibuza umbuzo wokuthi kungani sikholo lokho kanje futhi ngizathaba ukuzama ukucasisa khona ngokukhulu lokho engingakwenelisa.
You know, every church, if you don't have a doctrine, you're not a church. You've got to have something that you stand for, some principles that you're holding up.
Liyazi lonke ibandla nxa ungela mfundiso kausilo bandla kumele ube lenye into oyimelayo izimiso obambelele kuzo.
And regardless of what a person's affiliation or denomination might be, if that person is born of the Spirit of God, that's my brother or my sister.
Futhi kungenani leqembu lomuntu kumbe inhlanganiso yesonto ongaba yiyo nxa lowo muntu ezelwe ngumoya kaNkulunkulu lo ngumfo wethu kumbe udade wethu.
Regardless of we might differ in other things as far as east from the west, but we are still brothers.
Kungenani le singehlukana kwezinye izinto njengempumalanga ikude lentshonalanga kodwa silokho singabazalwane.
And I would not do nothing but try to help that brother for a closer, better walk to Christ than I believe any real true Christian would do the same for me.
Futhi kangikwenza ulutho kodwa ukuzama ukuncedisa lo mfowethu ukusondela duze uhambo olungcono koKristu. Futhi ngiyakholwa loba oqotho umKristu oqinisekileyo uzakwenza okufanayo kimi.
Now I've asked this tabernacle. Now we're not entering into this just for a protracted meeting.
Manje ngicela leli tabernacle. Manje kasingeni kulokho nje umhlangano othatha isikhathe side.
I want to enter into this and I want you and have asked you to burn every bridge that's behind you and make every sin right. That we're coming into this with all that's in our hearts and lives.
Ngifuna ukungena kulokho futhi ngilifuna futhi ngilicelile ukuchisa lonke ibholoho elingemuva kwakho futhi lenze sonke isono silunge ukuthi siza kulokho ngakho konke okusenhlizweni zethu zasempilweni.
We must come here for the sole purpose of getting our souls ready for the coming of the Lord. And for no other purpose. And as I have spoken and said that maybe sometime I might teach or say something that might be a little contrary to what someone else, the way they believed it.
Kumele size lapha okwenjongo eyodwa. Okuthi senze imphefumulo yethu ilungiselele ukubuya kwenkosi futhi kokungayisikho ngeyinye injongo futhi njengokuba sengikhulumile futhi ngathi lokho mhlawumbe kwesinye isikhathi ngingafundisa kumbe ngitsho enye into engabe iphambene kancinyane kulokho omunye umuntu indlela abakukholwa ngayo.
I did not come for controversy, you see. We are here to make ready the coming of the Lord.
Amen.
Angizanga ukuzobanga impikiswano, uyabona. Ngize silapha ukulungiselela ukubuya kwenkosi.
And I think that this little group, I've got some visiting brethren with me here I know from different places, and we're happy to have them.
Futhi ngicabanga ukuthi leli qembe elincinyane ngilabazalwane kanye lami abasethekeleyo lapha ngiyakwazi abavela endaweni ezijiyeneyo futhi siyajabula ukuba labo.
And no doubt but what out through the audience there's others from out of town from around our little joining cities here.
Futhi kungela kuthandabuza kodwa labo abaphandle phakathi kombuthano lapho kulabanye abavela phandle kwedolobho abavela phandle emadolobheni abambeneyo ethu amancane lapha.
We're happy to have you and so appreciative of you if you love us well enough to come to hear these things.
Futhi siyajabula ukuba lani futhi silithakazelela sibili uba lisithanda okweneleyo ukuze kuzwa lezi zinto.
God, may you take home with you, my brother or sister, the richest treasures God can pour in your heart, is my prayer.
Nkulunkulu, makuthi lihambe ekhaya kanye lan mfowethu dade, inotho ejulileyo unkulunkulu angayithulula enhlizweni zenu, kungumkhuleko wami.
And to this little tabernacle, seeing and I believe that it is one of the finest people that I believe that's on earth goes to this tabernacle. Now, I never said all the finest people. I said some of the finest people on earth go to this tabernacle.
Futhi kuleli tabernacle elincinyane ngibona ukuthi ngiyakholwa ukuthi lingelinye labantu abalungileyo engikholwayo abasemhlabeni baza kuleli tabernacle. Manje kangizange ngithi bonke abantu abalungileyo ngithi abanye babantu abalungileyo emhlabeni baza kuleli tabernacle.
But as day by day entering back from meeting to meeting I see a great need of this tabernacle, a great need in it, and that's for a filling or consecration, a deeper life, a closer walk with God.
Kodwa usuku ngosuku ngingena ngemuva kusuka emhlanganweni kusiya emhlanganweni ngibona isidingo esikhulu saleli tabernacle isidingo esikhulu phakathi kwalo futhi lokhu kungokugcwalisa kumbe ukuzinikelela impilo ejulileyo uhambo oluseduzane lo nkulunkulu.
And I have promised them to do this, to have this message is for them, and we're glad to bring you in fellowship with us around the Word of God as we teach and try to bring out.
Futhi ngibathembisile ukwenza lokho ukuba lale imbiko kubo futhi siyathokoza ukulileta phakathi ebudlelwaneni lathi elizwini likaNkulunkulu lapho sifundisa futhi sizama ukuliphumisa.
Now the first three nights we will not be taking a subject to preach on, but a message to teach from the Word of God.
Manje ubusuku bokuqala ubuthathu sizabe singathathi isifundo sokuchumayela ngaso kodwa umbiko wokufundisa kuvela elizwini likaNkulunkulu.
And now, for I would not ask anyone to do anything that I would not do myself.
Futhi kathesi okwe ngangisoze ngicele umuntu ukuthi enze ulutho engingasoze ngilwenze ngokwami.
And this week has been a complete Calvary for me. I've been so close to the blacking out as I would place it till I was almost beside myself.
Futhi livike ibe yiCalvary epheleleyo kimi bengiseduzane sibili ekucimeni kwenqondo ngendlela engingakubeka ngayo ngaze ngaphosa ngaphambana.
But I have completely surrendered every will and everything that I know of to the Lord.
Kodwa senginikele ngokupheleleyo yonke intando la yonke into engiyaziyo enkosini.
The other night at around little after midnight, wife and I, after setting up and praying and talking to the Lord across the little footstool in our front room.
Ngobunye ubusuku, pho sengemva kwaphakathi kobusuku, umkami emva kokuhlala, lokukhuleka, lokukhuluma lenkosi, ngale kwesitulo, sokwenaba esincinyane, phakathi ikamelo lethu, laphambili.
With two open Bibles, we consecrated ourselves anew to God for a complete service, that we would surrender our own wills and everything and every negative thought and to serve the Lord Jesus.
La mapayipili amabili avuliweyo sazinikela kakutsha kuNkulunkulu okwenkonzo egcweleyo ukuthi sizanikela intando zethu layo yonke into lawo wonke umcabango ophikisayo futhi lokukhonza inkosi uJesu.
Not trust that that's been your attitude too, that you've done the same thing.
Futhi ngiyathemba ukuthi lokho kube yisimilo senu futhi ukuthi lenze into efanayo.
Then when we are coming tonight, we're coming up on holy grounds among a people who's been praying and fasting and making restitutions and getting ready to receive something from God.
Kona ke lapho sisiza lobu busuku siza phezu kwendawo ezincwele phakathi kwabantu abakade bekhuleka futhi bezila futhi besenza ukubuyisela futhi belungiselela ukwamukela ulutho luvela kuNkulunkulu.
And I know that he that will come hungry will not go away hungry, but God will feed with the bread of life.
Futhi ngiyakwazi ukuthi lo ozakuza elambile kasoze abuyele elambile, kodwa uNkulunkulu uzakupha ukudla ngesinkwa sempilo.
Now before we read from his sacred book, let us bow our heads just a moment for prayer.
Manje singakabali ebhukwini lakhe elingcwele, kasikhothamiseni amakhanda ethu okwesikhatshana nje sikhuleke.
Lord, there has already been prayer offered in this place tonight. There has been the songs of Zion has been sung by your children. Their hearts has been lifted up.
Nkosi, sokuvele kwaba lomkhuleko onikeziweyo kule indawo lobu busuku. Sokubele ingoma zeZiyoni sezihlatsheliwe ngabantwana bakho. Inhliziyo zabo seziphakanyiselwe phezulu.
And we have come here to consecrate ourselves to Thee and to worship Thee from the depths of our soul.
Futhi sibuye lapha ukuzozinikela kuwe, lokuzo kukhonza kuvela ekujuleni kwemphefumulo yethu.
And we are calling this to your remembrance, Lord, that you said when you sat upon the mount and taught your disciples, blessed are they that do hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled.
Futhi sibiza lokho emkhumbulweni wakho, Nkosi, ukuthi wathi lapho uhlezi entabeni futhi wafundisa abafundi bakho, babusisiwe labo abalambela lokomela ukulunga ngoba bazakusuthiswa.
You promised it, Lord. We are coming tonight with open hearts. We are coming hungering and thirsting. And we know you'll keep your promise.
Wakuthembisa, Nkosi. Siyeza lobu busuku lenhliziyo ezivulekileyo. Siyeza silambele lokumela futhi siyakwazi uzagcina isithembiso sakho.
As we endeavor to open up these sacred pages of the Bible to read from it the contents, may the Holy Spirit just take it to every heart.
Lapho sizama ukuvula lawa mapheji angcwele eBhayibheli ukubala sivela kuwo indikimba, makuthi umoya ongcwele akuthathe nje khona akuso kuyo yonke inhliziyo.
May that seed fall down into deep, rich faith that will bring forth every promise that the Word has made.
Futhi makuthi imbewu leyo iwele phansi kokujulileyo, ukholo olunothileyo oluzaveza sonke isithembiso ilizwi elisenzileyo.
Hear us, Lord, and cleanse us and try us.
Sizwe, Nkosi, futhi usihlanze, futhi usivivinye.
And if there be any unclean thing about us, Lord, any unconfessed sin, anything that's not right, reveal it just now, Lord. We'll walk right straight and do it. For we realize we're living in the shadows of the coming of the Lord Jesus.
Futhi nxa kukhona into engahlanzekanga ngathi, Nkosi, loba yisiphi isono esingavunywanga, loba luphi ulutho olungalunganga, kwambule kathesi nje, Nkosi, sizahle sihambe futhi sikwenze ngoba siyananzelela siphila ethunzini lokubuya kwenkosi uJesu.
And we have, O Holy God, come into the shadows of thy justice tonight, and we are pleading for a new dedication and consecration and filling of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
Futhi sizile onkulunkulu ongcwele emathunzini okulunga kwakho kwakho lobubusuku futhi siyancenga ukuzinikela okutsha lokuzehlukanisa lokugcwaliswa kukamoya ongcwele empilweni zethu.
Seeing the revival fires begin to dim, let us throw on wood of the word that it might kindle a new fire, that our hearts should be full of zeal.
Sibona umlilo wemvuselelo uqala ukucima. Ngasiphoseleni izikhuni zelizwi ukuze kuvuselele umlilo omutsha ukuthi inhliziyo zethu zizagcwala ukuchiseka.
Sanctify us, Lord, through thy precious word and thy blood and thy grace, we plead. And all thanks and praise will be thine.
Sigcwelise, Nkosi, ngelizwi lakho eliligugu langegazi lakho lomusa wakho, siyacela. Futhi ukubonga konke nokudumisa kuzakuba ngokwakho.
Take all prejudice from our hearts, cleanse us, O Lord.
Susa wonke umona ezinhlizweni zethu, sihlanze, O Nkosi.
Give us pure hearts and clean hands and clean minds, that we might come into thy sanctuary night after night, rejoicing and filled with your Spirit. We ask this in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.
Siphe inhliziyo ezimsulwa, lezandla ezihlanzekileyo, lengqondo ezihlanzekileyo, ukuze senelise ukuza endlini yakho ubusuku ngobusuku, sithokoza futhi sigcwaliswe ngomoya wakho, sicela lokho ebizweni lika Jesu langenxa yakhe. Amen.
I wish to read the word just now. While I ask you to bring your Bibles, your pencils, your papers for scriptures, if you so desire so, it would be very fine.
Ngiyafisa ukubala ilizwi kathesi nje. Futhi lapho ngiyalicela ukuthi lilethe amaBhayibheli enu, amapenseli enu, amaphepha enu ukwenzela imbhalo. Nxa likufisa lokho, ungaba kuhle sibili.
And I, while you're getting to the 7th chapter of Acts to begin with, to answer the question, or to start in answering the question, what is the Holy Spirit?
Futhi kathesi, lapho lisafika kusahluko 7 semsebenzi okokuqala, ukuphendula umbuzo kumbe ukuqala ngokuphendula umbuzo, uyini umoya ongcwele na?
There is nothing that will defeat Satan. There's never been nothing on the earth yet that would ever defeat Satan like the Word of God.
Kakula lutho oluzanqoba uSathane. Kakukaze kube lolutho emhlabeni lokwamanje olunganqoba uSathane njengelizwi likaNkulunkulu.
Jesus used it in his great battle. He said, "It is written."
UJesu walisebenzisa empini yakhe enkulu, wathi kulotshiwe.
And this morning, while I've been listening a few days ago to a broadcast that seemed to want to tell that creation just come from some ashes blowing together, and
futhi lamhla ekuse lapho begilalele insuku ezilutshwane ezedluleyo emsakazweni owawukhangeleka ufuna ukutshela ukuthi indalo yavela emlotheni uvunguza ndawonye le.
Some phosphate and a few chemicals of the earth and the warm sunshine created the germ of life and brought out life.
Eyinye iphosphate leminye imithi ethile embalwa emhlabeni lokukhudumala kokubalela kwelanga kwadala imbewana yempilo futhi kwaveza impilo.
How ridiculous when the sunshine will kill any germ of life. Lay a germ out in the sunshine, it'll kill it immediately.
Kuyibula obunganani lapho ukukhanya kwelanga kuyabulala loba yiphi imbewana yempilo. Beka imbewana phandle elangeni, liya ibulala konapho.
And there is no such thing but Satan trying to punch that at me.
Futhi gakulanto enjalo kodwa uSathane ezama ukunginqinda ngalokho.
After I'd taken my little Rebecca to school this morning and on the road back, I started to turn the radio on again and I thought I'd get into that stuff again, so I just turned it back off.
Futhi emva kokuba sengihambise uRebecca wami omncane esikolo lamuhla ekuseni, futhi emgwaqweni ngiphenduka ngaqala ukuvula umsakazo njalo, futhi ngacabanga ukuthi ngizangena entweni leyo njalo, ngakho ngawucitsha.
And as I going on up the street, Satan said to me, he said, "Do you know that this man that you call Jesus was just a man like one day in his day like Billy Graham or Roberts?"
Futhi lapho ngisenyuka esitaladeni uSathane wathi kimi, "What? Uyakwazi ukuthi lo muntu elimbiza uJesu wayefana lo muntu nje kolunye usuku osukwini lakhe njengo Billy Graham kumbe uOral Roberts?"
He was just a man that they began to have a few people to gather around him and to say he's a great man. And after a while he become greater and then he become a god to them.
Wayengumuntu nje owaqala ukuba labantu abambalwa ukumbuthanela lokuthi yena ungumuntu omkhulu, futhi emva kwesikhatshana waba mkhulu futhi ke wasesiba ngunkulunkulu kibo.
And now it's scattered all over the world since he's dead and that's all.
Futhi manje sokuhlakazekile emhlabeni wonke jikelele njengoba sowafa futhi yikho kuphela.
I thought how a liar you are.
Ngacabanga ungumqambi manga onjani.
And then I turned just as I was crossing Grimm Street. I said, "Satan, you that's talking to my conscience, I'd like to ask you a few things."
Futhi ke ngachibilika khona nje ngicapha iGraham Street ngathi, "Satan, wena okhulumayo kunembeza wami, ngizathanda ukukubuza izinto ezilutshwane."
Who was it that the Hebrew prophets spoke of that would come? Who was the anointed Messiah?
Wayengubani lo abaprofeti bamaHebheru abakhuluma ngaye ukuthi uzabuya? Wayengubani uMesiya ogcotshiweyo?
What was upon those men who foresaw him and told his life thousands of years before he got here?
Kuyini okwakuphezu kwalawo madoda ambona ngaphambili futhi bakhuluma impilo yakhe inkulungwane zeminyaka engakafiki lapha?
Who was it that foretold it just to the letter? And when he come, they said he was numbered with the transgressors, and he was.
Kwakungubani owakukhuluma ngaphambili kwagcwaliseka, futhi lapho esiza bona bathi wabalwa kanye lezoni, futhi wabanjalo.
He was wounded for our transgressions, and he was.
Walinyazwa ngenxa yezimpambeko zethu, futhi wakwenza.
He made his grave with the rich. But he would rise up the third day, and he did.
Wenza ithuna lakhe kanye labanothileyo, kodwa wayeza kuvuka ngosuku lwesithathu futhi wakwenza.
And then he promised the Holy Ghost, and I've got it, so you just might as well get away from it, because it's written in the Word, and every word is true.
Futhi ke wathembisa umoya ongcwele, futhi ngilawo. Ngakho nje usungasuka kukho ngoba kulotshiwe elizwini futhi lonke ilizwi liliqiniso.
Then he left. Just give him the word. That does it. He can't stand that word, for it's inspired.
Khona ke wasuka, mnike ilizwi nje, lokho kuyakwenza. Angeke alimele lelo lizwi ngoba liphefumulelwe.
Let's start reading tonight in the 7th chapter of the book of Acts.
Ngasiqaleni ukubala lobo busuku esahlukweni 7 sebhuku lemsebenzi.
Then said the high priest, "Are these things so?" And he said, "Men and brethren and fathers, Hearken, the God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he dwelt in Charan.
Konage wasisit umpristo mkulu lemba loko kunjalo na futhi wasisit matota bazalwane noba lalelani uNkulunkulu wenkazimulo wabonakala kubaba wethu Abraham lapho ese Mesopotamia engakahlali eHaran.
And said unto him, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred, and come into a land which I'll show thee.
Futhi wathi kuye, phuma elizweni lakini, lasezihlotsheni zakho, futhi uye elizweni engizakutshengisa lo.
Then came he out of the land of the Chaldeans and dwelt in Charan, and from thence, when his father was dead, he removed him into this land wherein you now dwell.
Konage wasephuma phandle kwelizwe lamakhaladiya futhi wayahlala eHarani futhi kusukela lapho uyise esefile wamsusa lapho wamhlalisa kuleli lizwe lina elakhe kilo manje.
And he gave him non-inheritance in it, no, not so much as to set his foot on. Yet he promised that he would give it to him for a possession and to his seed after him, when as yet he had no child.
Futhi akamnikanga ilifa kilo, hathi ngisho lokubeka unyawo lwakhe kilo, kukanti wamthembisa ukumnika lona ukuba libe ngelakhe futhi lenzalo yakhe emva kwakhe engakabi lomntwana.
God spake on this wise, that his seed should sojourn in a strange land, and that they should bring them into bondage and entreat them evil for 400 years.
UNkulunkulu wakhuluma kanje ukuthi inzalo yakhe izakuba yisihambi ezweni labezizwe futhi baza kuyenza izigqili futhi bayiphathe kubi okweminyaka engamakhulu amane.
And the nation to whom they shall be in bondage will I judge, saith God. And after that shall they come forth and serve me in this country.
Futhi lelo lizwe abaza kuba yizigqili kulo ngizakulahlulela, utsho uNkulunkulu. Futhi emva kwalokho baza kuphuma futhi bangikhonze kuleli lizwe.
And he gave him the covenant of circumcision. And so Abraham begot Isaac and circumcised him the 8th day, and Isaac begot Jacob, and Jacob begot the 12 patriarchs.
Wasemnika isivumelwano sokusoka. Ngakho-ke u-Abraham wasezala u-Isaka futhi wasemsoka ngosuku lwesificamunwembili. Futhi u-Isaka wasezala uJakobe futhi uJakobe wasezala okhokho abalitshumi nambili.
Upon this place we wish to approach the subject which I think is the outstanding subject of today, of the what is the Holy Spirit. What is it?
Phezu kwalindawo sifisa ukusondelela isifundo engicabanga isifundo esimangalisayo salamuhla ese uyini umoya ongcwele uyini na.
And now the reason I have taken these subject in line like this, you cannot come and receive the Holy Spirit unless you know what it is.
Futhi manje isizathu ngithethelezi sifundo ngokulandelana kanje awungeke ubuye futhi wamkele umoya ongcwele ngaphandle wazi ukuthi uyini.
And you cannot receive it if you know what it is unless you believe it's given to you. And it's for you.
Futhi awungeke uwamkele wona nxa uwazi ukuthi uyini ngaphandle kokuthi ukholwe ukuthi uphiwe kuwe futhi ungowakho.
And then you cannot know whether you've got it or not unless you know what results it brings.
Futhi konage awungeke wazi loba ulawo kumbe hatch ngaphandle kokuthi ubekwazi impumela ewulethayo.
So if you know what it is and who it's to and what action it brings when it comes, then you'll know what you've got when you get it. See, that just would settle it.
Ngakho nxa ubusazi ukuthi uyini lokuthi ungokabani lokuthi uleta senzo bani lapho usiza khona ke uzakuba kwazi lokho olakho lapho uthola bona lokho kuphetha konke nje.
Just like I was talking to our brother Jeffries today, and he said, I would like to be at the meeting tonight, but I'll be there tomorrow night.
Jenga loko, ebengu kuluma kumfowethu Jeffries lamuhla. Futhi wathi, ngizathanda ukuba semhlanganweni lobu busuku. Kodwa ngiza kuba khona kusasa ebusuku.
He didn't know the meeting was going on because we didn't announce it just right here. Some of the Brother Leo and them wrote to some of our friends and told them out of town. Well, because we didn't have room.
Ubengakwazi ukuthi umhlangano ubusenzakala ngoba kasizange siwumemezele khona lapha nje. Abanye abe umfowethu Leo labanye balobela kwabanye abangani bethu futhi babatshela phandle kwedolobho awu ngoba besingela ndawo.
Now, I said, Brother Jeffries, if you sent me down to turn on one of your oil wells, and I didn't know nothing about it, I'd probably blow it up.
Manje ngathi mfowethu Jeffries, uba ungithumile ukuya vula omunye wemithombo yakho yamafutha, futhi ngingazilutho ngawo, mhlawumbe ngingawudubula.
I might turn the wrong key or start the wrong motor. I'd have to know how to do it before I did it.
Ngingavula ikey engayisiyo kumbe ngivuse injini engayisiyo. Kumele ngazi indlela yokwenza ngayo ngingakwenzi.
And that's the way with receiving the Holy Ghost. You've got to know what you are coming for and how to receive it. And what it is.
Futhi iyo indlela ngokwamukela umoya ongcwele kumele ube kwazi lokho okulandayo lendlela yokwamukela ngayo lokuthi uyini.
Now the first place the Holy Spirit has been promised we could take 10 weeks and never just skip the age of this subject. What the Holy Spirit is.
Manje indawo yokuqala umoya ongcwele uthenjisiwe. Singathatha amaviki alichumi futhi singaveli. Seqe nje umphetho walesi sifundo ukuthi umoya ongcwele uyini.
But the first thing I want to approach it just enough to give an outline each night, then see the following night if there's any questions.
Kodwa into yokuqala ngifuna ukusondelela nje ngokweneleyo ukupha okuqakathekileyo ubusuku ngabunye khona ke bese sibona ubusuku obulandelayo nxa kungaba khona imbuzo.
How many in here has not received the Holy Ghost, been baptized with the Holy Ghost? Raise your hands. You know you haven't been. Just look at the hands.
Bangaki phakathi lapha abangakemukeli umoya ongcwele ababhabhathizwe ngomoya ongcwele phakamisani izandla zenu. Liyakwazi kalikaze khangela nje izandla.
Now I want to talk on it as the Holy Spirit being a sign. For it is a sign.
Manje ngifuna ukukhuluma ngakho njengomoya ongcwele eyisibonakaliso ngoba uyisibonakaliso.
We realize that all promises is given to us by Abraham, was the father of the promise. Because God gave the promise to Abraham and to his seed after him.
Siyananzelela lokho ukuthi zonke izithembiso zinikwe kithi ngo uAbraham wayengubaba wesithembiso. Ngoba uNkulunkulu wanika isithembiso kuAbraham la kunzalo yakhe emva kwakhe.
The promise was made to Abraham and to his seed. And this sign is to a covenant people.
Isithembiso senziwa kuAbraham futhi la kunzalo yakhe. Futhi lesi sibonakaliso sisebantwini besivumelwano.
Now there is a vast difference between just a Christian and a Holy Ghost filled Christian.
Manje kukhona umahluko omkhulu phakathi komKristu lomKristu ogcwaliswe ngumoya ongcwele.
And now we're going to get this from the scripture and place it just exactly in the scripture.
Futhi manje siza kuthatha lokho kuvela embhalweni futhi sikubeke khona kanye nje embhalweni.
The first place there is a Christian professed to be a Christian. But if this Christian has not yet been filled with the Holy Ghost, he's only in process of being a Christian. See?
Indawo yokuqala kulomKristu ochiwo ukuba ngumKristu. Kodwa nxa lumKristu engakagcwaliswa ngomoya ongcwele usendleleni yokuba ngumKristu bona.
He is professed to believe it. He's working to it. But God has not yet given him this spirit of the Holy Ghost. He's not yet reached that goal with God that God's recognized it.
Uyazicho ukuba uyakukholwa khona. Usebenza esiya kukho. Kodwa uNkulunkulu akakamuphi lumoya. Okamoya ongcwele. Akakafiki kulo mgomo lo uNkulunkulu. Ukuthi uNkulunkulu use kwamkele khona.
Because that God made a covenant with Abraham after he had called Abraham, which is a type of calling the believer today.
Ngoba khona uNkulunkulu wenza isivumelwano lo Abraham emva esebize uAbraham okuluhlobo lokubiza ikholo lamhla.
He called Abraham, and Abraham moved out of his country and went into a strange land to dwell among strange people.
Wabiza uAbraham, futhi uAbraham waphuma phandle kwelizwe lakhe futhi waya elizweni labezizwe ukuhlala phakathi kwabantu bezizwe.
And that was the type of when God calls a man to stop his meanness, repent of his sins, he turns then from the crowd that he was in to live in a new crowd among new types of people.
Futhi lolo kwakuluhlobo lapho uNkulunkulu ebiza umuntu ukuthi achiye ulunya lwakhe aphenduke esonweni sakhe. Yena uyaflathela ixuku akade ekulo ukuphila exukwini elitsha phakathi kohlobo lwabantu olutsha.
And then after God found Abraham to be faithful to the promise that God gave him that he would have the child and through this child all the earth would be blessed.
Futhi ke emva uNkulunkulu esethole uAbraham ukuba uthembekile esithembisweni lesi uNkulunkulu ampha sona ukuthi uza kuba lomntwana futhi ngalomntwana wonke umhlaba uza kubusiswa.
Then God confirmed his faith by giving him a sign, and that sign was circumcision. And circumcision is a type of the Holy Spirit.
Khona ke uNkulunkulu waqinisa ukholo lwakhe ngokumnika isibonakaliso, futhi leso sibonakaliso kwakuyikusoka, futhi ukusoka kungumfanekiso kamoya ongcwele.
Just the very next verses of this chapter that we have just read, if you want to take it down.
indima nje ezilandelayo za lesi sahluko esisanda kusibala nxa ufuna ukuzibhala phansi.
And the Stephen said in the 51st verse, ye stiff-necked, uncircumcised in the heart and ears, you do always resist the Holy Ghost as your fathers did, so do you.
Futhi uStephane wathi indima 51, lina bantamo zilikhuni abangasokwanga enhlizweni lasendlebeni, lina lihlala liphika umoya ongcwele njengokwenziwa ngobaba benu, lani liyakwenza.
The circumcision is a type of the Holy Ghost.
Ukusoka kungumfanekiso kamoya ongcwele.
And God gave Abraham the circumcision sign after he had accepted God on his promise and walked out into a strange country. It was a sign.
Futhi uNkulunkulu wanika uAbraham isibonakaliso sokusoka emve semkele uNkulunkulu esithembisweni sakhe, futhi wahamba elizweni labafokazi bona, kwakuyisibonakaliso.
And all his children and his seed after him should have this sign in their flesh because it was a distinction.
Futhi bonke abantwana bakhe lenzalo yakhe emva kwakhe kwakumele babe lesibonakaliso lesi enyameni yabo, ngoba kwakuyisehlukaniso.
It was to separate them from all other peoples, this sign of circumcision.
Kwakumele kube hlukanise kubo bonke abantu lesi isibonakaliso sokusoka.
And that's what God uses today. It's the sign of circumcision of the heart. The Holy Spirit that makes God's church a separated church from all other creeds, faiths, and denominations.
Futhi yikho lokho uNkulunkulu akusebenzisayo lamuhla kwisibonakaliso sokusokwa kwenhliziyo, umoya ongcwele. Lokho kwenza ibandla likaNkulunkulu ibandla elahlukanisiweyo kuzo zonke ezinye izivumankulu, inkolo lenhlanganiso zesonto.
They're in all kinds of denominations, but yet they are a separated people.
Bakuzo zonke inhlanganiso zamasonto, kodwa kukanti bangabantu abehlukanisiweyo.
You let me talk to a man 2 minutes, I can tell you whether he's received the Holy Ghost or not. So can you.
Ngivumele ngikhulume emuntwini imzuzu emibili, ngingakutshela loba wamukela umoya ongcwele kumbe hatch. Ngakho ungakwenza lawe.
It separates them. It's a mark. It's a sign. And the Holy Spirit is a sign.
Kuyabehlukanisa. Uluphawu uyisibonakaliso, futhi umoya ongcwele uyisibonakaliso.
And it's any child that refused circumcision in the Old Testament, which was a foreshadow of the Holy Ghost, was cut off from amongst the people.
Futhi uyi loba nguphi umntwana owalayo ukusoka kuTestament elidala okwakulithunzi lokuzayo likamoya ongcwele, wayequnywa phakathi kwabantu.
He could not have fellowship with the rest of the congregation if he refused to be circumcised.
Wayengeke ebe lobudlelwano lebandla lonke nxa wayesala ukusoka.
Now pattern that to today. A person that would refuse to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost can have no fellowship among those that has the Holy Ghost.
Manje fananisa lokho lalamuhla umuntu owayesala ukwamukela ubhaphathizo lukamoya ongcwele angeke abe lobudlelwano phakathi kwalabo abalomoya ongcwele.
You just can't do it. You have to be a nature.
Awungeke nje ukwenze. Kumele ube imvelo.
Like it's my mother there used to say, birds of a feather flock together. Well, that's an old proverb, but it's a true one.
Njenge kuyi umama wami lapho wayejwayele ukuthi inyoni zosibalunye ziphapha ndawonye awu kuyisaka esidala kodwa sileqiniso.
You don't see doves and crows fellowshipping. Their diets are different. Their habits are different. Their desires are different.
Gawuboni amajuba lama wabayi esiba lobudlelwano ukudla kwawo kwehlukene imikhuba yabo yehlukene izifiso zawo zehlukene.
That's the way it is with the world and with the Christian. When you have been circumcised by the Holy Spirit, which means to cut off a flesh.
Futhi hiyo indlela okuyiyo ngomhlaba futhi lo Mkhristu lapho ususokiwe ngomoya ongcwele lokho kutsho ukusika inyama.
Circumcision could only be in the male. But if the woman was married to a man, she was part of him. She was circumcised with him.
Ukusoka kwakusiba kuphela kowesilisa. Kodwa nxa umfazi waye eyendile endodeni, waye ngxenye yakhe, waye sokiwe kanye laye.
You remember in Timothy where it said, notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing if she continues in faith and holiness with all sobriety.
Liyakhumbula kuTimothy lapho okwathi phakathi lapho kodwa uyakusindiswa ngokuzala abantwana nxa equbeka ekukholweni lasebungcweleni kanye lokuqonda.
Now, circumcision. You know when Sarah laughed in the tent behind her at the message of the angel? When he said, Abraham, not knowing who he was, a stranger.
Manje ukusoka, liyakwazi lapho, uSera ehleka, etendeni. Ngemva kwakhe, embikweni wengilozi. Lapho esithi, Abraham, engazi ukuthi wayengubani, umfokazi.
Where is thy wife Sarah? How did he know that he had a wife? As Jesus said, as it was in the days of Lot, so will it be in the coming of the Son of Man.
Ungaphumgakho uSera wabakwazi njani ukuthi wayelomfazi njengo Jesu wacho njengoba kwakuyikho ezinsukwini zika Lot kuza kuba njalo ekubuyeni kwendodana yomuntu.
Remember, those signs wasn't committed down to Sodom and Gomorrah in the world amongst the religionists. But it was to the elect, the called out.
Kumbula, lezo zibonakaliso zazingenzwanga phansi eSodoma laseGomora emhlabeni phakathi kwabezenkolo kodwa kwabakhethiweyo ababiziweyo.
And Abraham was called out. Amen. And the word church means called out.
Amen.
The separated, like Abraham. Separated himself and have been circumcised.
Futhi uAbraham wayebiziwe futhi ibala lokuthi ibandla licho ababiziweyo abehlukanisiweyo njengo Abraham wazehlukanisa futhi wayesokiwe.
And then when Sarah laughed at the very message of the angel, God would have killed her on the spot. But he could not bother Sarah without bothering Abraham, because they were one.
Futhi ke lapho uSera ehleka umbiko uqobo wengilosi uNkulunkulu wayengabe wambulala khonapho kodwa wayengeke akhathaze uSera angazange akhathaze uAbraham ngoba babemunye.
She was part of him. You're no longer twain but one.
Wayengxenye yakhe.
So, circumcision, the Holy Spirit, today circumcises the heart, and it's a sign, a given sign.
Ngakho ukusoka umoya ongcwele lamuhla uyasoka inhliziyo futhi uyisibonakaliso sibonakaliso esiphiweyo.
Someone said the other day, I just repeat this, not as a joke, because it's the truth, but it sounds like a joke. As I've often said, this is no place for jokes.
Omunye wathi, ngolunye usuku, ngiyakuphinda nje lokho, hatshi njengensomo, ngoba kuliqiniso, kodwa kuzwakala njengensomo, njengalokho engihlala ngikutsho.
But there was a little German out on the west coast where we were just at. He received the Holy Ghost.
Kodwa kwakulomjelimana omncinyane phandle okhunjini lwentshonalanga lapho esasikhona wemkela umoya ongcwele.
And he went down the street. And he would walk a little piece and he'd raise up his hands and speak in tongues and he would run and he would jump and he would shout.
Futhi wehla phansi esitalateni. Futhi wayehamba impitana. Futhi ebese phakamisa izandla zakhe. Futhi akhulume ngendibi. Futhi wayegijima futhi eqe. Futhi amemeze.
And he was at work carrying on like that and his boss said to him, where have you been? I like those places where you have been.
Futhi, wayesemsebenzini equbeka kanjalo futhi ubhasa wakhe wathi kuye, kade ungapi? Aha, ngiyazithanda lezo ndawo lapho kade ukhona.
He said, you must have been down amongst that bunch of nuts.
Wathi kumele ukuthi ubuphansi phakathi kwalelo xuku lamanuts.
He said, then you think they are nuts? He said, sure they are. He said, well, praise the Lord for the nuts.
Kona ke ucabanga ukuthi bangama nuts. Wathi sibili bayiwo. Wathi awu dumisa inkosi ngama nuts.
And he said, do you know what? The nuts play a big part.
Futhi wasesithi. Uyazi ukuthini amanathi alomsebenzi omkhulu.
He said, for instance, the automobile. You take all the nuts out of it, you ain't got nothing but a bunch of yunk. So that's just about right.
Wathi njengokuthi imota ungakhupha wonke amanathi kuyo awusela lutho kuphela inqumbi yezibi ngakho lokhu nje kuphose kube njalo.
You are so different. When the Holy Spirit comes on you, until the mind of this world don't like you and they're against you and they don't want nothing to do with you at all, you're born of another world.
Wahlukile sibili lapho umoya oyingcwele usiza kuwe kuze kuthi inqondo yalomhlaba kayisakuthandi futhi bamelana lawe futhi kabafuni lutho lokwenza lawe.
You are just as much an alien, 10 times more alien you'd be if you'd go in the forest from regions of African jungles.
Ungowezizweni kangako okuphindwe kachumi ukuba ngowezizweni ongaba yikho nxa ungaya phakathi ezindaweni ezikude emaguswini aseAfrika.
You're different. When the Holy Spirit comes, and it's a sign, it's a mark amongst the people.
Wahlukile lapho umoya ongcwele usiza futhi uyisibonakaliso uluphawu phakathi kwabantu.
Now, you say then, Brother Branham, that sign of circumcision was given to Abraham. That is true. And to his seed, yes.
Manje wena uthi. Kona ke mfo wethu Branham leso isibonakaliso sokusoka saphiwa kuAbraham lokho kuliqiniso futhi lasenzalweni yakhe yebo.
All right, now we are going to turn to Galatians 3rd chapter 29th verse and see how that could apply to us. Galatians 3 and 29.
Kulungile manje sizavula kwabase Galatia isahluko 3 indima 29 futhi sibone ukuthi lokho kungasebenza njani kithi kwabase Galatia 3:29.
And just see how this circumcision could apply to a Gentile. If we are Gentiles, which by natural birth we are.
Futhi nje sibone ukuthi ngabe lokho kusebenza njani kokwezizwe nxa singabezizwe lokho ngokuzalwa kwemvelo siyibo.
Now the first, I want to read the 16th verse.
Manje okokuqala ngifuna ukubala indima 16.
Now to Abraham and his seed were the promise made. Abraham and his seed. He said not unto seeds.
Manje izithembiso zanikwa uAbraham lenzalo yakhe. UAbraham lenzalo yakhe. Akachongo futhi lasezinzalweni.
Just any kind of a seed. Oh, I'm Abraham's seeds too. No. To a seed. Abraham's seed.
Loba luphi nje uhlobo olwe oluthi o ngingowenzalo zika Abraham lam hach enzalweni inzalo ka Abraham.
Not the seeds as of many but as of one and to thy seed which is Christ.
Hach ezinzalweni kungathi ngezinenge kodwa kungathi ngeyodwa futhi ku ba futhi la kunzalo yakho enguKristu.
Christ was Abraham's seed. Do you believe that? All right, now let's get the 28th and 29th verse.
O Christu wayenzalo kaAbraham, ngiyakukholwa lokho. Kulungile. Manje kasithatheni indima 28 lo 29.
There is neither Jew nor Greek, neither is there bond or free, neither is there male or female, for we are all one in Christ Jesus.
Kakukho umJuda lo mGriki, kakukho obotshiweyo lo khululekileyo, kakukho owesilisa kumbe owesifazane, ngoba thina sonke simunye kuKristu Jesu.
And if ye be Christ, then ye are Abraham's seed and are heirs according to the promise.
Futhi uba lingaba kaKristu. Khona ke liyinzalo kaAbraham. Futhi liyizindla lifa njengokwesithembiso.
How do we take on Abraham's seed? By being in Christ. Then we are Abraham's seed.
Sithatha kanjani inzalo kaAbraham ngokuba kuKristu khona ke siyinzalo kaAbraham.
And what was the seed of Abraham as we might go on to Romans 4 in different places.
Futhi kwakuyini inzalo kaAbraham njengoba singaya kwabase Roma 4 lasendaweni ezihlukeneyo.
Abraham never received the promise while he was circumcised. To show that circumcision was just a type, he received the promise before he was circumcised.
Abraham gazang emgele isthembiso lapho esasokiwe ukutshekisa ukuthi ukusoka kwakungumfanekiso nje wemgela isthembiso ngaphambi kokusokwa.
And it was a type of recognition of his faith that he had before he was circumcised.
Futhi kwakungumfanekiso wokwamkelwa kokholo lwakhe ayelalo ngaphambi kokusokwa.
Now, when we are in Christ, we become Abraham's seed and are heirs with Christ. Therefore, no matter who we are, Jew or Gentile,
manje lapho sikuKristu siba yinzalo kaAbraham. Futhi siyizindla lifa loKristu. Ngakho ke kungenani lokuthi singobani umJuda kumbe owezizwe.
And the seed of Abraham, the seed of Abraham has the faith of Abraham, who takes God at his word.
Futhi inzalo kaAbraham, inzalo kaAbraham, ilokholo lukaAbraham othatha uNkulunkulu elizwini lakhe.
Regardless of how ridiculous it seems, how unusual you act, how peculiar it makes you, you take God at His word regardless of anything.
Kungenani lokuthi likhangeleka liyinhlekisa okunganani, ukuthi wenza ngokungavamanga okunganani, lokuthi likwenza ube ngokungajwayelekanga okunganani, uyathatha uNkulunkulu elizwini lakhe kungenani loba yini.
Abraham at 75 years old and Sarah at 65 took God at His word and called anything contrary to it as though it wasn't.
Abraham engamachumi ayisikhombisa lanhlanu lo Sarah ekumachumi ayisithupha lanhlanu bathatha uNkulunkulu elizwini lakhe futhi babiza loba yini okuphikisana lakho sengathi kwakungenjalo.
What do you think the doctors thought of that day?
Ucabanga ukuthi odokotela bacabangani abalolo suku?
What do you think the people thought when they seen an old man 75 years old going around praising God he's going to have a baby by his wife and her 65 years old about 25 years past menopause?
Ucabanga ukuthi abantu bacabangani lapho bebona indoda endala iminyaka engamachumi ayisikhombisa lanhlanu obudala ihamba hamba edumisa uNkulunkulu wayeza kuba lomntwana ngomkakhe futhi yena eleminyaka engamachumi ayisithupha lanhlanu obudala phose iminyaka engamachumi amabili lanhlanu esedlule isigaba sokuzala.
But you see, it makes you act funny. The faith of Abraham.
Kodwa uyabona kuyakwenza wenze ngokungazwisiseki ukholo lukaAbraham.
And when you're circumcised of the Holy Ghost, it does the same thing to you. It makes you do things that you didn't think you would do.
Futhi lapho ususokiwe ngomoya ongcwele kwenza into efanayo kuwe, ukwenza wenze izinto obungacabangi ukuthi ungaziyenza.
It makes you take God's promise and believe God.
Kwenza uthathe isithembiso sikaNkulunkulu futhi ukholwe uNkulunkulu.
Now, it's also besides a promise and a sign, it's also a seal.
Manje uyilokho njalo ngaphandle kwesithembiso nesibonakaliso uluphawu njalo.
Now, if you will go with me unto Romans. First, I want you to go with me to Ephesians 4:30. And let's read here just a minute. Ephesians 4:30 says this.
Manje nxa lingahamba nganye lami kwabase Roma, kuqala ngifuna ukuthi lihambe lami kwabase Efeso 4:30 futhi kasibaleni lapha okomzuzu nje abase Efeso 4:30.
Now you've heard so many people say that different things are seals. If you go into the church, you have the seal of the church.
Manje lizwe abantu abaneng sibili besithi izinto ezehlukeneyo ziyimpawu nxa usiya ebandleni ulophawu lwebandla.
And some people says it's keeping a certain day, a Sabbath day. That's a seal of God.
Futhi abanye abantu bathi kuyikugcina usuku oluthile usuku lwesabatha lolo luphawu lukaNkulunkulu.
Some of them says if we put our membership into a certain denomination we are sealed into the kingdom of God.
Abanye babo bathi uba singabeka ukuba lilunga kunhlanganiso yesonto ethile siphawuliwe embusweni kaNkulunkulu.
Now the Bible said let every man's word be a lie and God's be the truth.
Manje iBhayibheli lathi makuthi lonke ilizwi lomuntu libe ngamanga futhi elikaNkulunkulu libe liqiniso.
Now Ephesians 4:30 reads like this. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption.
Manje abase Efeso 4:30 ibaleka kanje futhi lingamdabukisi umoya ongcwele kaNkulunkulu elabekwa uphawu ngayi kuze kube lusuku lokuhlengwa.
I'm going to have to get a little bit hard on this now. Lay down, you legalist brother, and just hold quiet for a little bit.
Ngiza kuba lukhuni kancinyane kulokho manje. Ngikubeke phansi. Manje lina bazalwane bomthetho. Manini nje lithule kancinyane, bona.
Did you notice how long that seal lasted? Not to the next revival. Until the next time something goes wrong. Until the day of your redemption.
Amen.
That's how long you're sealed.
Linanzelele ukuthi luhlala isikhathi eside okunganani lolo phawu. Hathi kuze kube yimvuselelo elandelayo. Kuze kube lenye into engahambi kuhle. Kuze kube lusuku lokuhlengwa kwakho yiso isikhathi ohlala ubekwe uphawu.
Until the day of your redemption. When you are redeemed up to be with God, that's how long the Holy Spirit seals you.
Kuze kube lusuku lokuhlengwa kwakho. Lapho uhlengiwe ukuba kanye loNkulunkulu. Ukubeka uphawu isikhathi eside kangako umoya ongcwele.
Not from revival to revival, but from eternity to eternity.
Amen.
You are sealed by the Holy Spirit.
Hachi kusukela emvuselelweni kusiya kwenye imvuselelo. Kodwa kusukela ebulaphakadeni kusiya ebulaphakadeni ubekwe uphawu ngumoya ongcwele.
That's what the Holy Spirit is. It's a seal of God.
Amen.
That he's found, you found grace in his sight.
Hallelujah.
And he loves you and he believes you and he's put his seal upon you.
Yiko lokho umoya ongcwele oyikho kuluphawu lukaNkulunkulu ukuthi uthole ufumane umusa emehlweni akhe futhi uyakuthanda futhi uyakukholwa futhi ubeke uphawu lwakhe phezu kwakho.
What is a seal? Anyone, a seal designates or means a finished work.
Amen.
Amen.
Luyini uphawu na? Loba ngubani? Ngani? Uphawu lutshengisa kumbe lutsho umsebenzi oqediweyo. Amen.
God has saved you, sanctified you, cleaned you up, found favor with you, and sealed you. He's finished.
UNkulunkulu ukusindisile, wakungcwelisa, wakuhlanza, wathola isisa ngawe, futhi wakubeka uphawu useqedile.
Amen.
You're his product until the day of your redemption. The seal is a finished thing.
Uyisitsha sakhe kuze kube lusuku lokuhlengwa kwakho. Okubekwe uphawu kuyinto eqediweyo.
What is the Holy Ghost? It's a sign. We're going to get on that a little later on in another message. The sign that Paul spoke of, tongues was a sign to the believers, or unbelievers.
Uyini umoya ongcwele na? Uyisibonakaliso. Sizangena kulokho ngaphambidlana komunye umbiko. Isibonakaliso uPaul akhuluma ngaso indimi zazi isibonakaliso kwabakholwayo kumbe kwabangakholwayo.
Now notice, but in this, the Holy Ghost is a sign. And the Holy Ghost is a seal.
Manje nanzelela. Kodwa kulokho umoya oyincwele uyisibonakaliso. Ngitsho futhi umoya oyincwele uluphawu.
It's a sign that God gave to his chosen children. To reject it is to be cut from the people.
Uyisibonakaliso uNkulunkulu asinika kubantwana bakhe abakhethiweyo ukuyala yikuqunywa ebantwini.
And to receive it is to be finished with the world and all the things of the world.
Hallelujah.
And to be a product that God has put a seal of approval on.
Futhi ukuwamukela yikuqeda kanye lomhlaba lezinto zonke zomhlaba lokuba yisitsha uNkulunkulu abeke uphawu lokuvuma phezu kwaso.
I used to work on the railroad out here with Harry Waterbury. And we would go down to load a car. My brother Doc, standing back there helps load cars.
Ngivame ukusebenza esipolweni sesitimela phandle le kanye lo yeri waterberry futhi sasisehla phansi ukuya pakisha itolokisi umfowethu Doc emile ngemva ngale uyancedisa ukupakisha amatolokisi.
When a car is being loaded, they go through that car, the inspector, and if he finds anything loose, thwart or fall and break, or anything that would destroy.
Lapo itologisi lipagishwa. Baya kangela kulelo tologisi. Umhloli futhi nga ethola ogunye kuqeka. Lapo ogungawa kona. Futhi kwephuke kumbe loba yini ogunga bidliza.
He'll not seal that car until that car is so completely packed. Until it's so packed down and so in order that the shaking of the ride won't bother the product that's on the inside.
Gai gupaul imota leyo guze gut imota leyo isipagishwe ogupeleleyo. Kuze kuthi isipakishwe futhi isihlelekile sibili ukuthi ukunyikinyeka kohambo kakuyikukhathaza leyo nto engaphakathi.
That's what's the matter, we don't get sealed so much. We're too loose about things.
Yiso isizathu singaphawulwa kangako siyekethisa kakhulu ngezinto.
When the inspector goes through to inspect your life to see if you're not just a little loose about things.
Lapho umhloli ehamba ngalapho ukuhlola impilo yakho ukubona nqa ungayekethisi kancinyane nje ngezinto.
Little loose about your prayer life. Little loose about that temper. Little loose about that time to talk about others. He'll never seal the car.
Ukuyekethisa kancinyane ngempilo yakho yomkhuleko. Kuyekethisa kancinyane ngolaka lolo. Kuyekethisa kancinyane ngolimi lolo. Ukukhuluma ngabanye akasoze ayiphawule imoda.
Some dirty habits. Some vile things. Some vulgarity mind. He can't seal the car.
Okunye okuyimkhuba okungcolileyo. Izinto ezithile ezimbi. Ingqondo ethile eyinhlamba. Angeke ayiphawule imoda.
But when he's found everything in his place, the inspector, then he seals it. Dare be anybody open that seal until that car's reached its destination or where it's sealed for.
Kodwa lapho ethola into yonke endaweni yayo. Umhloli, khona ke uyayiphawula. Makungabi loba ngubani ovula lolo phawu kuze kuthi leyo mota isifike lapho ehloselwe khona lapho ephawulelwe ukuya khona.
There it is. Touch not my anointed. Do my prophets no harm.
Nanko lapho lingathinti abagcujiweyo bami lingoni abaprofeti bami.
For I say unto you, it be better for you that a millstone was hanged at your neck and you were drowned in the depths of the sea than even to try to offend or shake a little on the least of these that's been sealed.
Ngoba ngithi kini, kuza kuba ngcono kini ukuthi ilitshe lokucola lalengiswa entanyeni yakho futhi wagaluliswa ekujuleni kolwandle kulokuzama ukuphambanisa kumbe ukunyikinya kancinyane kwabancane balabo abaphawuliweyo.
You see what it means? That's what the Holy Spirit is. It's your assurance. It's your protection. It's your witness.
Uyabona lokho okuchiwoyo. Yikho lokho umoya ongcwele oyikho. Uyisiqiniseko sakho. Uyisivikelo sakho, uyibufakazi bakho.
It's your seal, it's your sign that I'm heaven bound. Don't care what the devil says, I'm heaven bound. Why? He sealed me He gave it to me.
Ulu Paul wako. Uyisibona kaliso sakho ukuthi ngingoya ezulwini. Angilandaba lokho udevil akuchuyo. Ngingoya ezulwini. Ngani yena wangiphawula. Wangiphakhona.
He sealed me into his kingdom and I'm glory bound.
Hallelujah.
Let the winds blow, let Satan do what he wants to. God's done sealed me till the day of my redemption.
Amen.
Amen. That's what the Holy Ghost is.
Wangi Paula embusweni wakhe futhi ngiya enkazimulweni. Kayivunguze imimoya. USathane makenze lokho afuna ukukwenza. UNkulunkulu useqedile ukungiphawula kuze kube lusuku lokuhlengwa kwami. Amen. Yikho lokho umoya ongcwele oyikho.
Oh, you should want it. I couldn't go on without it. So much could be said there. But I'm sure you know what I'm speaking of.
Oh, kumele ufune wona. Ngingeke ngiqhubekele phambili ngingelawo. Okunenge kunga khulunywa lapho kodwa ngileqiniso liyakwazi lokho engikhuluma ngakho.
Now also let us turn to John 14 just for a minute. I just love the word. It's the truth.
Manje njalo kasivuleni kuJohane 14 okomzuzu nje ngiyalithanda ilizwi nje liliqiniso.
Now the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, what is the Holy Ghost? It is the Spirit of Christ in you.
Manje, umoya kaNkulunkulu, umoya ongcwele uyini, umoya ongcwele, ungumoya kaKristu kuwe.
Now before we read, I'd just like to say a few commenting words here.
Manje, singakabali, ngizathanda ukukhuluma amazwi. Amalutshwane okugcizelela lapha.
What is the Holy Ghost? It's a seal. What is the Holy Ghost? It's a covenant. What is the Holy Ghost? It's a sign.
Uyini umoya ongcwele? Uluphawu. Uyini umoya ongcwele? Uyisivumelwano. Uyini umoya ongcwele? Yisibonakaliso.
What is the Holy Ghost then? It's the Spirit of Jesus Christ in you.
Uyini umoya ongcwele ke kungu umoya kaJesu Kristu kuwe bona.
A little while, said Jesus, that the world sees me no more. Yet ye shall see me, for I will be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. Spirit of God, in his church.
Okwesikhatshana, watsho uJesu futhi umhlaba. Gawusayi kungibona njalo kukanti lina liza ngibona ngoba ngiza kuba lani loba kini kuze kube ekupheleni komhlaba umoya kaNkulunkulu ebandleni lakhe.
What for? What did he do it for? This is a little on tomorrow night's subject.
Ngowani wa kwenzela khona lokho ngokuncinyane kokukhona esifundweni.
But what did he do it for? What did the Holy Spirit, what did he come for? What did he come in you for? What did he come in me for? Was to continue the works of God.
Kodwa kuyini akwenzela khona? Kungani wenza? Kungani umoya ongcwele? Kuyini? Kuyini akubuyelayo? Kuyini akubuyela khona kuwe? Kuyini akubuyela khona kimi kwakuyikuquba imsebenzi kaNkulunkulu.
I always do that which is pleasing to my Father. I come not to do my own will, but the Father that sent me.
Ngihlezi ngisenza lokho okuthokozisa ubaba wami. Ngangizange ukuzokwenza intando yami, kodwa eka baba ongithumileyo.
And the Father that sent me is with me. And as my Father has sent me, so send I you.
Futhi ubaba ongithumileyo ukanye lami. Futhi njengoba ubaba engithumile, ngakho ngiyalithuma.
Oh my! The Father sent him, went in him. The Father that sent Jesus came in him, worked through him.
Oh, minabo. Ubaba, watuma, wangena guye. Ubaba, lo, watuma, uchesu, wangena guye. Wasebenza, eguye.
The Jesus that sends you goes with you and is in you.
Uchesu lo, ogutumayo. Uyahamba lawe, futi, uguwe.
And if that spirit living in Jesus Christ made him do and act the way he did, you'll have some general idea how to do when it's in you.
Futi, uba umoya lo upila kuJesu Kristu. Wamenza, wenza futi waziphatha ngendlela enza ngayo. Uza kuba lo mqondo ukuthi kuza kwenza njani lapho kukuwe.
Because that life cannot change. It'll go from body to body. But it cannot change its nature, for it is God.
Ngoba leyo mpilo kayingeke itshintshe. Izahamba isuka emzimbeni isiya komunye umzimba. Kodwa kayingeke itshintshe imvelo yawo ngoba inguNkulunkulu.
Now, in John 14, just let's read just a little bit, beginning at the 10th verse.
Manje kuJohane 14 nje kasibaleni kancinyane.
Believest thou that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Think of that.
Gawukholwa yini ukuthi mina ngikubaba, lo baba ukimi. Imisebenzi amazwi mina engiwakhuluma kini. Ngangizi khulumeli ngokwami kodwa ubaba lo ohlala kimi wenza imsebenzi yakhe. Cabanga ngalokho.
Now, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake.
Manje ngikholweni ukuthi ngikubaba lo baba ukimi. Uba kungenjalo ngikholwani ngenxa yemsebenzi ngokwayo.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father.
Ngiqinisile ngithi kini. Lo okholwa kimi, imisebenzi engiyenzayo uzayenza. Laye futhi, le misebenzi emikhulu kulale uzayenza, ngoba mina ngiya kubaba wami.
Don't you see? See, I said there, now watch this, how this comes out. I'll read this a little farther. We're going to read down about to the 20th verse.
Alikuboni na, bon ukuthi ukhulume njani lapho. Manje khangelani lokhu, ukuthi lokhu kuphuma njani. Ngizabala phambidlana. Siza kubala sehla phose kufike kundima 20.
And whatsoever ye shall ask, and let's see.
Futhi loba yini elizayicela kasiboneni bengile yebo kulungile.
And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son.
Futhi loba yini elikucelayo ngebizo lami, lokho ngiza kukwenza ukuze ubaba akhazimuliswe endodaneni.
If you shall ask anything in my name, I'll do it. If you love me, keep my commandments.
Nga licela ulutho ebizweni lami ngiza kulwenza nga lingithanda gcinani imilayo yami.
And I will pray the Father, now watch, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever.
Futhi ngiza kucela ubaba, manje khangelani, futhi uzalipha omunye umduduzi ukuze ahlale lani. Nini la nini.
Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him.
Amen.
For he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you.
Umoya weqiniso. Lo umhlaba ongeke umamukele ngoba ungamboni ungamazi kodwa lina liyamazi ngoba uhlala kanye lani futhi uza kuba kini.
Who is that spirit then? What is the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
It's Christ.
Amen.
In you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
The Comforter. That's the Holy Spirit.
Gubani lo moya manje ke uyini umoya ongcwele? NguKristu ekuwe umduduzi yiwo umoya ongcwele.
And when the Comforter has come, he will do the same things that I done while the Comforter is in me. I'll pray the Father and he'll give you this Comforter.
Futhi lapho umduduzi esebuyile uzakwenza izinto ezifanayo lezo engazenzayo lapho umduduzi ekimi. Ngizakucela ubaba futhi uzakulipha lumduduzi.
You know the Comforter. The world don't know him, never will, but you know him because he dwells now with you. Jesus speaking.
Liyamazi umduduzi, umhlaba awumazi, gawusoze ube mazi, kodwa liyamazi ngoba uhlala lani manje uJesu ekhuluma.
But he shall be in you.
Amen.
There you are. That's the Comforter.
Hallelujah.
Shall be in you.
Kodwa uzakuba kini. Nanko ke lo ngumduduzi uzakuba kini.
I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. I will not. Now that's a Comforter, Christ. That's what the Holy Ghost is Christ.
Ngangikulichiya lizintandane. Ngizakuza kini. Kangi manje lo ngumduduzi uKristu. Yikho lokho umoya ongcwele oyikho unguKristu.
Yet a little while and the world seeth me no more, but ye shall see me, because I live, you live also.
We say isikhatshana umhlaba awusayi kungibona njalo kodwa lina liza ngibona ngoba ngiyaphila lani liza kuphila.
Oh, we could go on and on, but let you know, what is he? He's a seal. He's a sign. He's a Comforter. See what all he is? The seed of Abraham inherited.
Oh, singaqhubeka sisiya lokuya kodwa ukuthi libe kwazi lokho uyini uluphawu uyisibonakaliso ungumduduzi bona konke lokho ayikho inzalo kaAbraham indla ilifa lakho.
Now let's also find that the what else the Comforter is. Let's go to 1 John 16:7. See if he isn't an advocate too.
Manje kasifumaneni njalo ukuthi kuyini okunye umduduzi ayikho. Ngasiyeni kuJohane okuqala 16:7. Sibone nxa engayisuye ummeli futhi.
You know what an advocate is? Making an advocate. We have an advocate. We know that.
Liyakwazi lokho ummeli ayikho. Ukuba ngummeli. Silo ummeli. Siyakwazi lokho.
1 John, the 16th chapter. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. St. John, it is 16:7. I'm sorry. I'm sure sorry I said that. I read that wrong. Got 16:7.
Oh, John. Wokuqala isahluko 16 o manini okomzuzu ngiyaqalisa uJohane ongcwele kungu 16:7 ngiyaqalisa sibili ngikhulume lokho ngibale lokho kubi kwelami ngithole 16:7.
Nevertheless I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you.
Kodwa ngilitshela iqiniso. Kulilungele ukuba ngihambe. Ngoba nxa ngingahambi, umduduzi kayikuza kini. Kodwa nxa ngihamba, ngizamthuma kini.
And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment.
Futhi lapho esefikile uza kuqondisa umhlaba ngesono langokulunga langokwahlulela.
Of sin because they believe not on me. Of righteousness because I go to the Father and you see me no more. Of judgment because the prince of this world is judged.
Ngesono ngokuba bengakholwa yimi. Ngokulunga ngoba ngiyakubaba futhi lina kalisayi kungibona njalo. Ngokwahlulela ngoba umbusi walumhlaba wahlulelwe.
Now the advocate found in 1 John 2:12. Now let's read that just a minute. 1 John 2 and 12.
Mina bo manje ummeli utholakala ku Johane wokuqala 2:12. Manje kasibaleni lokho okomzuzu nje uJohane wokuqala 2:12.
I beg your pardon. 1 John 1 and 2. It is, I've got these wrote down, 1 John 2, 1 to 2.
Ngiyaxolisa, uJohane wokuqala 1 to 2. Kuyikho, ngila lokho okulotshiweyo phansi, uJohane wokuqala 2, 1, kusiya ku 2.
My little children, these things write unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous.
Bantwana bami, abancinyane, lezi zinto ngizilobela kini ukuthi lina lingoni futhi uba umuntu esona silomeli kubaba uJesu Christ olungileyo.
Who is the advocate? Jesus Christ, the righteous.
Ngubani umeli? UJesu Christ olungileyo.
And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world.
Futhi yena uyi inhlawulo yezono zethu. Futhi kungasikho ezethu kuphela, kodwa njalo lezono zomhlaba wonke.
What is the Holy Ghost? It's an advocate. What is an advocator? What does it do? Make an advocate.
Uyini umoya ongcwele ungumeli kuyini okwenza kuyini umeli kuyini akwenzayo wenza umeli.
It has mercy. It stands in your place. It does things that you can't do. It's a propitiation for your sins.
Ulesihawu uya uma endaweni yakho uya wenza izinto ongeke uzenze uya uyinhlawulo yezono zakho.
It's your righteousness. It's your healing.
Amen.
It's your life.
Thank the Lord.
It's your resurrection.
Amen.
It's all that God has for you.
God.
He's an advocate.
Uyikulunga kwakho. Uyikusiliswa kwakho. Uyimpilo yakho. Uyikuvuka kwakho. Uyikho konke uNkulunkulu alakho kuwe ungumeli.
Hallelujah.
How we could go into details of that and break that down of how that when it makes intercession for our ignorance.
Singangena kanjani ngokugcweleyo lalokho futhi sikucacise lokho ukuthi uyasenzela ukunxusela ngokungazi kwethu.
Sometimes we got the Holy Ghost, we ignorantly stagger into something. The Holy Spirit's there to make advocate for us.
Kwesinye isikhathi lapho isilo moya oyingcwele ngokungazi singena kwenye into umoya oyingcwele ulapho ukusimela.
He is our advocator. He stands there, he's our attorney. He stands there and pleads for us.
Ungumeli wethu, umela ezethu, uligqetha lethu, uyama lapho futhi asikhulumele.
We don't plead for ourselves because the Holy Ghost in us pleads for us.
Kasizikhulumeli ngokwethu ngoba umoya ongcwele ophakathi kwethu uyazikhulumela.
The Holy Spirit given utterance sometimes is words you can't understand, and he makes intercessions for us. That's what the Holy Ghost is.
Umoya ongcwele esipha kuphumisela kwezinye izikhathi ngamazwi ongeke uwazwisise futhi wenze ukunxusela yikho lokho umoya ongcwele oyikho.
Amen. When I walk in anything, I walk like a little kid. You walk like a little feller.
Lapho ngingena loba kukuphi ngihamba njengomntwana omncane uhamba njengomfo omncinyane.
We're walking in a dark world full of enemies, full of sin, full of traps, full of everything.
Thina sihamba emhlabeni omnyama ogcwele izitha, ogcwele isono, ogcwele izithiyo, ogcwele izinto zonke.
You say, oh, I'm afraid to take Christian life. I'm afraid I'll do this.
Wena uthi, oh, ngiyesaba ukuthatha impilo yesiKristu, ngiyesaba ukwenza lokho, ngiyesaba ngizakwenza lokho.
Don't be afraid.
Amen.
We have an advocate. Amen. Oh, he stands by us. He's in us. And he makes intercessions for us.
Ungesabi. Silaye umeli. Amen. Oh, umalathi. Uphakathi kwethu futhi uyasinxusela.
The Holy Spirit constantly making an advocate for us all the time.
Amen.
He is our advocator. Oh, how we thank God for that.
Umoya ongcwele. Isikhathi sonke esimela sonke isikhathi ungumeli wethu osimbonga okunganani uNkulunkulu ngalokho.
A seal, a sign, the Spirit of life, the God of heaven, the Comforter, the life, the Advocate.
Uphawu, isibonakaliso, umoya wokuphila, uNkulunkulu wasezulwini, umduduzi, ukuphila umeli.
What is he? Oh my, we could go on for hours with it. Now we're going to change just for a minute.
Uyini yena? Oh mina bo, singaqhubeka okwamahola sisiya ngakho. Siza kutshintsha nje okomzuzu.
Now we're going to ask now promise to us in the last days.
Manje siza kubuza kathesi wathenjiswa kithi ensukwini zokucina.
This advocate, seal, promise, everything that we have talked about him tonight with 10,000 times more, it was made a promise to us in the last days.
Lumeli uphawu isithembise yonke into leyo esikhulume mayelana ngaye lobu busuku kanye lenkulungwane ezilithumi eziphindwe kanenge. Kwenziwa kwaba isithembiso kithi osuku into kucina.
They didn't have it in that day. They just had a seal in their flesh as a token and a sign believing it was coming. And they walked by the shadow of the law, which they were circumcised by flesh.
Babe ngelawo ngalolo suku. Babe lophawu nje enyameni yabo. Njengophawu futhi lesibonakaliso. Bekholwa ukuthi wawusiza futhi bahamba ngethunzi lomthetho okuyikuthi basokwa ngenyama.
Today we don't walk by the shadow of the law, we walk by the power of the resurrection.
Lamuhla ngasihambe ngethunzi lomthetho, sihamba ngamandla okuvuswa.
We walk by the power of the Spirit, who is our true seal, our true advocate, our true comforter, our true sign that we have been born from above.
Sihamba ngamandla kaMoya lo oluphawu lwethu lweqiniso, umeli wethu weqiniso, umduduzi wethu weqiniso, isibonakaliso sethu seqiniso ukuthi sizelwe sivela phezulu.
Peculiar, odd people acting funny, taking God at his word.
Amen.
Calling everything else wrong, God's word's right.
Abangazwisekiyo abantu abangajwayelekanga abenza okumangalisayo bethatha uNkulunkulu elizwini lakhe bebiza yonke into ngokuthi kayiqondanga ilizwi likaNkulunkulu liqondile.
That's what the Holy Ghost is.
Hallelujah.
Do you want it? Would you love to have it? Let's see if it was promised.
Lokho, oh mina bo, yikho lokho umoya ongcwele oyikho. Liyawufuna wona na? Awungeke uthande ukuba lawo. Ngasiboneni uba wathenjiswa.
Now let's go back to Isaiah. the book of Isaiah. Let's get the 28th chapter of Isaiah. Now we're going to Isaiah 28, and we're going to begin about the, let's take the 8th verse. See what Isaiah said 712 years before it come.
Manje gaspwelen gemuva ku Isaiah. Ibhuku lika Isaiah. Gasithatheni isahluko 28 sika Isaiah. Manje sesisiya ku Isaiah 28 futhi siza kuqala phosenge gasithatheni indima ka 8 sibone lokho u Isaiah ayekuchoyo amakhulu ayisikhombisa leminyaka elithumi lambili ungakabuyi.
We could say a lot about this. Go back all the way back. But we'll just start right here and see if it was promised to the church.
Singakhuluma okunenge ngalokho. Buyela emuva, yonke indlela emuva. Kodwa sizaqalisa nje khona lapha futhi sibone uba wathenjiswa ebandleni.
What day was it supposed to come? Upon the last days when there be a corruption.
Yiluphi usuku owawufanele ubuye ngalo phezu kwezinsuku zokucina lapho kuza kuba khona ukubula.
Now remember, the words in plural, days, the last 2 days, the last 2,000 years.
Manje kumbula ibala, ligu bunenge, insugu ezimbili zokucina, iminyaka ezinkulungwane ezimbili zokucina.
Now the 8th verse, all tables are full of filthiness, so that there is no clean place.
Manje indima yes 8 wonke ngoba wonke amatafula agcwele ukungcola kuze kuthi ngakusela ndawo ehlanzekileyo.
Search around today to find it. Look around, see if we're in that day.
Dinga indawo yonke lamuhla ukukufumana. Thalaza futhi ubone uba sikulolo suku.
All tables while they go to the Lord's Supper. And the first thing in the material line, take an old piece of light bread or a soda cracker and break it up and make the communion.
Wonke amatafula ngani bayahamba esidlweni senkosi futhi into yokuqala emzileni wezinto ezibonakalayo bathatha ucezu oludala lwesinkwa esilula kumbe amabiscuit esoda futhi bawahlephule futhi bayawenze isidlo.
When that's supposed to be made with Holy Ghost hands and unleavened bread.
Amen.
Christ is not dirty and filthy, and that represents him.
Lapho, lokho kufanele kwenziwe ngezandla zikamoya ongcwele, lesinkwa esingelamvubelo, oKristu kangcolanga, futhi kalangcekeza, futhi lokho kumela yena.
Another thing, they give it to people that drink, lie, steal, smoke, chew, just anything as long as they belong to the church.
Enye into, banika abantu, abanathayo, abaqamba amanga, abatshontshayo, ababhemayo, abahlafuna igwayi. Loba yini nje, ingqeko phela, bengabe bandla.
Far be it. If a man ever takes it when we're reading this year, he's reading and drinking damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. If he don't live the life, keep away from it.
Gute lako. Nga umuntu ekuthatha lapho. Sisidla lokho. Lapha yena. Uyazikhokhela futhi. Ezinathela. Ukulahlwa ngokwakhe. Engadaluli umzimba wenkosi. Nga engayiphili impilo. Woba khatshana lakho.
And if you don't take it, it shows that your own conscience is guilty. He that eateth not has no part with me, Jesus said.
Futhi nga ungakuthathi kutshengisa ukuthi unembeza wakho ulecala. Lo ongadliyo akala ngxenye lami, watsho uJesu.
But all tables of the Lord has become full of filth. There's no one clean place. Listen, if that don't picture today.
Kodwa wonke amatafula enkosi asegcwele ukungcola. Akulandawo eyodwa ehlanzekileyo. Lalela, ngalokhu kungafanekisi lamuhla.
Who shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make understand doctrine? Who will understand knowledge? Who can he make to understand doctrine?
Ngubani aza mfundisa ulwazi? Futhi ngubani aza menza azwisise imfundiso. Ngubani oza azwisisa ulwazi. Ngubani angamenza azwisise imfundiso.
Well, bless God, I'm Presbyterian. I'm Methodist. I'm Pentecostal. I'm Nazarene. I'm Pilgrim Holiness. That don't mean one thing to God. Just another table.
Aw, busisa uNkulunkulu. Ngingum Presbyterian. Ngingum Methodist. Ngingum Pentecost. Ngingum Nazarene. Ngingum Pilgrim Holiness. Lokho kakutsho lutho olulodwa kuNkulunkulu ngelinye itafula.
Who will I make known doctrine? What kind of doctrine? Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, Pentecostal? The doctrine of the Bible.
Ngubani engizamenza abekwazi imfundiso? Uhlobo bani lwemfundiso? Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, Pentecostal, imfundiso yeBhayibheli.
Who will I make known doctrine? How do you know when you got it? We'll get into that Friday night.
Ngubani engizamenza abekwazi imfundiso? Uba kwazi njani lapho usu lawo sizangena kulokho ngolwesihlanu ebusuku bona.
Who will I make known doctrine? Now watch. Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast.
Amen.
Ubani engizamenza abekwazi imfundiso. Manje khangela labo abalunyulwe ecagweni futhi bakhutshwa emabeleni.
Little baby say, well, I go to church. My mama belonged to this church. I have nothing against that, dear brother. Now I realize this is being taped.
Abantwana abancinyane bathi, awu, ngiyahamba ebandleni. Umamam wayengo ebandla leli. Angila lutho lokumelana lalokho. Mfowethu othandekayo futhi ngiyananzelela lokho. Kuyafakwa kutape.
That's all right. Belong to mama's church. But listen, mama walked in one light, you're walking in another.
Kulungile lokho. Ungowebandla lika mama. Kodwa lalela umama wahamba kokunye ukukhanya, wena uhamba kokunye.
Luther walked in one light, Wesley walked in another. Wesley walked in one light, Pentecost walked in another.
Uluther wahamba kokunye ukukhanya. Wesley wahamba kokunye ukukhanya. Wesley wahamba kokunye ukukhanya. IPentecost yahamba kokunye ukukhanya.
But we're walking on higher than that today.
Amen.
And if there's another generation, it'll go beyond us.
Amen.
Kodwa sikhamba kokuphezulu kulalokho lamuhla. Futhi nxa kulesinye isizukulwane sikhamba ukwedlula thina.
Back in the early days, when the thing was wide, way wide, Luther taught justification by faith. That was just to bring the people from Catholicism into Protestantism, into the fellowship around the Word.
Ngemva ensukwini zakuqala, lapho into isasebanzi sibili, uLuther wafundisa ukulungisiswa ngokholo. Lokho kwakuyikuletha abantu bevela esikatolikeni, besiya kuprotestanika, besiya ebudlelwaneni elizwini.
Justification by faith. As a big wide sphere. They never moved from that.
Ukulungisiswa ngokholo. Lokho kwakuyisibanga esikhulu, esibanzi. Kabazange basuke kulokho.
Along came another revival called John Wesley. It shook them down from that and brought her down to sanctification.
Kweza eyinye imvuselelo okuthiwa yiJohn Wesley. Yaba nyekela phansi kulokho. Futhi kwamletha phansi ekungcwelisweni.
Live a good, clean, holy life, sanctified by the Word of God. Give joy in your heart. That shook off a lot of Lutheran doctrine.
Pila impilo enhle, ehlanzekileyo, impilo engcwele, engcweliswe ngelizwi likaNkulunkulu. Lipha intokozo enhlizweni yakho. Lokho kwanyikinya, kwasusa imfundiso yamaLuthera eneni.
Then along come Pentecost with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and narrowed it down again by receiving the Holy Ghost. That's right.
Konage kwasokusiza iPentecost lo babhaptizo lukamoya ongcwele futhi lwakunciphisa ukusehla njalo ngokwamukela umoya ongcwele kunjalo.
And now that's begin to shake down, and the gifts and the restoration and the Spirit of God has come in the fullness of signs and wonders into the church.
Amen.
And shook Pentecost.
Futhi kathesi lokho kwaqala ukunyikinyekela phansi futhi lezipho futhi lokubuyiselwa futhi lomoya kaNkulunkulu usungenile phakathi ekugcwaleni kwezibonakaliso lezimangaliso okusiya ebandleni futhi kwanyikinya iPentecost.
Hallelujah. What is it? We're so close to coming of the Lord Jesus until the very Spirit that was in Him is working in the church doing the very same things that He did when He was here on earth.
Kuyini? Sesiseduze lokubuya kwenkosi. UJesu kuze kuthi umoya wona. Lo owakuye ususebenza ebandleni. Usenza zona izinto ezifanayo. Ayezenza lapho elapha emhlabeni.
It's never been anywhere back from the time of the apostles till this time.
Akukaze kube ngapi ngemva kusukela esikhathini sabapostoli kuze kube kulesi isikhathi.
See, it's wide, narrows. What is it? It's just like your hand coming to a shadow. The negative. Well, what is it? It's a reflection.
Ngani? Bona, kubanzi, kunciphe, kuyini? Njengesandla sakho sisiza esithunzini inegative kodwa kuyini kuyisithunzi.
What was Luther? A reflection of Christ. What was Wesley? A reflection of Christ.
Waye eyini uLuther isithunzi sika Christu? Waye eyini uWesley isithunzi sika Christu?
Look, Billy Sunday's age just ended. The other day old Dr. Whitney taught right here on this pulpit. The last one of the old school died around 90, I guess.
Kangela isikhathi sika Billy Sunday sisanda kuphela nje ngolunye usuku uDr. Whitney omdala wafundisa khona lapha kule pulpit okugcina kwaba kudala wafa ephose waba lamachumi ayisifica munye munye ngiyathemba.
Billy Sunday was a revivalist to the nominal churches in his day.
Billy Sunday wayengumvuseleli emabandleni apholileyo nje osukwini lakhe.
He pulled no punches. Stand up there and holler, all you Methodists, hit the sawdust trail, preachers and all.
Wayengancengi, wayesima phezulu lapho, futhi ememezela. Lonke lina ma-Methodist, wozani eLatini, bachumayele, lani lonke.
All you Baptists, hit the sawdust trail, you Presbyterians. He pulled no punches. He was the Billy Graham of this day.
Lonke lina ma-Baptist, wozani eLatini, lina ma-Presbyterian. Wayengancengi. Wayengubhili Graham walolo suku.
Notice, at then the same time as the nominal church is having a revival, what taking place? The full gospel is having a revival.
Nanzelela futhi ke, ngesikhathi sinye, ibandla elipholileyo lisiba lemvuselelo yabo. Kuyini okwathatha indawo, i full gospel ya isiba lemvuselelo.
There come forth the Bosworth brothers, Smith Wigglesworth, and Dr. Price, Amy McPherson. All those.
Kweza abafowabo baka Bosworth, o Smith Wigglesworth, lo Doc Price, u Amy McPherson, bonke labo.
Look, Smith Wigglesworth died one night, Dr. Price died the next morning. Within 24 hours, I was on the field.
Kangela u Smith Wigglesworth, wafa ngobunye ubusuku. U Dr. Price, wafa ngokusa okulandelayo. Phakathi kwamahola angamachumi amabili lani ngasinsenkundleni.
Now my ends coming down. Look at you, don't hear much of Billy Graham, you don't hear much of Oral Roberts. I see my meeting shattering.
Manje isiphetho samsiyes khangela ku kalizwa kangako ngo Billy Graham, kalizwa kangako ngo Oral Roberts. Ngiyabona imihlangano yami iyafiphala.
What's the matter? We're at the end of another age.
Luyini uhlupho? Sesisekucineni esinye isikhathi.
How did Billy Sunday come in? And then they come in just after the great Moody revival. When did Moody come in? Just after Knox revival.
Wangena njani uBilly Sunday? Labo abanye bangena nje emva kwemvuselelo enkulu kaMoody. UMoody wangena nini emva nje kwemvuselelo kaKnox?
When did Knox come in? Just after Finney's revival. Finney after Calvin, Calvin after Wesley, and Wesley after Luther.
Knox wangena nini khona nje emva kwemvuselelo kaFinney. UFinney emva kukaCalvin. UCalvin emva ngakho uWesley. Futhi uWesley emva kaLuther.
On down through the ages come. As soon as one revival's over, God raises up another and throws more light. Just keeps moving like that.
Kusiya pansi ngesikhathi kweza. Masinya lapho enye imvuselelo iphela, uNkulunkulu eyavusa enye futhi aphosele ukukhanya okunenge. Kuyaqhubeka kusiya njengalokho.
Now, we're at the end of this time. Each man has looked at the end of his junction for the coming of Christ. But they had a lot to look forward to.
Manje, sesisekugcineni kwalesi sikhathi, umuntu ngamunye ukhangele emaphethelweni okugcina kwakhe ekubuyeni kuka Kristu, kodwa babe lokunenge kokukhangelela kukho.
The returning of the Jews, flying saucers in the skies, all the things that we see today, but we are at the end. We are here now.
Ukuphenduka kwabajuda, amasosa aphaphayo esibhakabhakeni, zonke izinto esizibonayo lamuhla, kodwa sisekugcineni, sesilapha kathesi.
They know the church was a seed power that would work in the church the same works of Christ. Because as the shadow becomes deeper and deeper and reflects more.
Bakwazi ukuthi ibandla laliza kwamkela amandla ayeza sebenza ebandleni imisebenzi efanayo kaKristu. Ngoba lapho isithunzi sijula lokujula futhi sikhanyisa kakhulu.
You take a shade, farther away from the shade, the least reflection you get out of the shade.
Ungathatha ithunzi kude lomthunzi ukukhanya okuncinyane okutholayo kwethunzi.
After a while, the shade gets closer and closer to the tree, and the shade is the same thing.
Emva kwesikhatshana ithunzi liyasondela futhi lisondela kuze kuthi isihlahla lethunzi sokuyinto nye.
Now the Spirit of God has worked under justification under Luther, sanctification under Wesley, the baptism of the Holy Ghost under Pentecost.
Manje umoya kaNkulunkulu usebenzile ngaphansi kokulungisiswa, phansi kuka Luther, ukungcweliswa, phansi kuka Wesley, ubhaphathizo lukamoya ongcwele, phansi kwePentecost.
And here it is in the last day performing and doing the very same things that it did when it was in Christ.
Amen.
What is it? The church in Christ has become one.
Futhi nanku kulapha osukwini lokugcina kusenza lokwenza zona kanye izinto ezifanayo lezo okwazenzayo lapho kusase kuKristu kuyini ibandla loKristu sebemunye.
And as soon as they connect together that last link, she'll go through the sky shouting, up will come Wesley, Luther, all the rest of them back in those days there.
Futhi masinya lapho bona bebambana ndawonye lokho kuqhumana kokugcina uzahamba esibhakabhakeni ememeza uWesley uzavuka uLuther labanye babo bonke ngemva kulezo nsuku ngale.
He that's first will be last, he that's last will be first, and there'll come the resurrection.
Hallelujah.
We're at the end time.
Lo ongokuqala uzakuba ngokugcina, lo ongokugcina uzakuba ngokuqala, futhi lapho kuzakuba lokuvuka sesisesikhathini sokugcina.
Listen. That's what the Holy Ghost does. The Holy Ghost by justification. See, just a light shadow of it.
Lalela, hiko lokho umoya ongcwele okwenzayo. Umoya ongcwele ngokulungisiswa bona okulithunzi nje okuncane kwakho.
The Holy Ghost by sanctification, a little deeper shadow of it. The Holy Ghost by the baptism of it, a deeper shadow.
Umoya ongcwele ngoku ngcweliswa isithunzi esijule kancinyane sakho, umoya ongcwele ngokubhaphathizwa kwakho isithunzi esijulileyo.
Now the Holy Ghost by the restoration of its very person being in here forming signs and wonders like it did at the beginning.
Amen.
Glory! Go call me Holy Roller anyhow, you might as well get started now.
Manje umoya ongcwele ngokubuyiselwa kobuntu bawo ngokuba phakathi lapha usenza izibonakaliso nezimangaliso njengalokho akwenzayo ekuqaleni. Dumo, uzangibiza umgiqiki ongcwele, kungenani ungahle uqale kathesi.
Listen, brother, listen to this. All tables are full of vomit. There's no clean place.
Lalelani bazalwane, lalelani kulokho. Wonke amatafula agcwele amahlanzo kakula.
Who shall he teach knowledge? Whom shall he make known understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast.
Ngubani aya kumfundisa ulwazi? Ngubani abaza kumenza abekwazi ukuzwisisa imfundiso? Labo abalunyulwe ecagweni futhi basuswa ebeleni.
Not little babies, Presbyterian babies, Methodist babies, Pentecostal babies, Lutheran babies, Nazarene babies.
Nathi ingane ezincane, ingane ze Presbyterian, ingane ze Methodist, ingane ze Pentecost, ingane ze Lutheran, ingane ze Nazarene.
He wants somebody who's willing to get away from the breast and eat some strong meat.
Ufuna umuntu ofisayo ukusuka emabeleni futhi adle inyama eqinileyo.
Here comes. For precept must be upon precept, upon precept, line upon line upon line, here a little and there a little, for with stammering lips and other tongues will I speak to this people.
Nanku kusiza, ngoba isilayezo kufanele sibe phezu, silayezo, phezu kwesilayezo, umzila phezu komzila, phezu komzila, okuncinyane lapha, lokuncinyane lapha. Ngoba kanye ngendebe ezigagasayo lezinye indimi ngiza kukhuluma kulaba bantu.
To whom he said, this is the rest wherein ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear.
Gulo athi lokho yikuphumula lapho lingabangela abadiniweyo ukuphumula futhi lokho yikuhlumelela kodwa kabayi kukuzwa.
The Holy Spirit, if that isn't just the way it come on the day of Pentecost, prophesied 712 years before it come, here it is on the day of Pentecost, come just exactly.
Umoya ongcwele nga lokho kungeyisiyo nje indlela owabuya ngayo ngosuku lwePentecost owaprofethwa iminyaka engamakhulu ayisikhombisa lamachumi amabili ungakabuyi. Nanku ulapha ngosuku lwePentecost weza khona kanye.
Somebody said keeping a Sabbath day. I'm not rejecting or making light of anybody's church or religion.
Omunye umuntu wathi ukugcina usuku lweSabatha kangali kumbe kangithathi lula okwebandla lomunye umuntu kumbe inkolo.
But said the Sabbath day, the Sabbath of God was a rest day. Here's the rest day.
Kodwa wathi usuku lweSabatha iSabatha likaNkulunkulu kwakulusuku lokuphumula. Nantu usuku lokuphumula.
This is the rest, he said, that you cause the weary to rest. This is it. Amen.
Lokhu yikuphumula. Wathi ukuthi dibangele abadiniweyo baphumule. Lokhu yikho. Amen.
It'll be precept upon precept. There's the rest. What is the Holy Ghost? The rest.
Kuza kuba isilayezo phezu kwesilayezo. Umzila phezu komzila. Nanku ukuphumula. Uyini umoya ongcwele ukuphumula.
Hallelujah.
Oh, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Oh, wozani kimi lonke elikhatheleyo, lelisindwayo, futhi ngizalipha ukuphumula.
What is he? The one that comes in you, gives you peace, your sign, your comforter, comforted, at rest, sealed.
Uyini yena, ngulo obuya kuwe, okupha ukuthula, isibonakaliso sakho, umtutuzi wakho, ututuzekile, ekuphumuleni, uphawuliwe.
How are you? It's a sign. The world knows something's happened to you. What is it? It's a comforter. What is it? A seal.
Unjani, uyisibonakaliso. Umhlaba uyazi enye into. Yenzakele kuwe. Uyini wona? Ungumduduzi. Uyini wona? Uphawu.
You're at rest. It's your advocate. If you, something happens to you, there's something you got to make an advocate for you right quick. See? Making intercession.
Usekuphumuleni. Ule ungummeli wakho. Nga wena enye into. Isenzakala kuwe. Kulenye into lapho ukwenza umeli kuwe khona masinyane. Bona esenza ukunxusela.
It's the Spirit of God living in the church prophesied exactly what it would be when it come. It would be a everlasting eternal rest.
Ngumoya kaNkulunkulu uphila ebandleni wa profeta kona ganye loko owawuzaguba yikho lapho usiza uzaguba ngokungapheliyo ukuphumula okulaphakade.
God made the world. Hebrews the 4th chapter. God made the world and rested on the 7th day. That's right.
UNkulunkulu wenza umhlaba. AmaHebheru isahluko 4. UNkulunkulu wenza umhlaba futhi waphumula ngosuku lwesikhombisa kunjalo.
They come back around. He give that to the Jews for a covenant for a certain amount of time. That's right.
Usuku lwesificamunwembili lwaphenduka ngalapho ngaphansi wapha lokhu kubajuda okwesivumelwano okwesikhathi esithile kunjalo.
But they go and rest one day, go back the first day of the week, start over again new. Start over. That ain't the rest that God spoke of.
Kodwa bayahamba futhi baphumule okosuku olulodwa. Babuyele usuku lokuqala lweviki. Baqalise njalo futhi kakutsha. Baqalise njalo. Lokhu kayisikho ukuphumula lokho uNkulunkulu akhuluma ngakho.
When God made the world in 6 days, when he went to rest, he rested from then on.
Amen.
Right. That settled it.
Lapho uNkulunkulu esenza umhlaba ngensuku eziyisithupha, lapho esiyaphumula, waphumula kusukela lapho kusiya kunjalo lokho kuqeda indaba.
He didn't come back on the 8th day and start again.
Akazange aphenduke ngosuku lwesificamunwembili futhi waqala njalo.
It was only a shadow. Now, that was a type like the moon to the sun. But when the sun comes up, we don't need the moon no more.
Kwakuyisithunzi kuphela. Manje lo kwakungumfanekiso njengenyanga elangeni, kodwa lapho ilanga liphuma asidingi nyanga futhi.
Now, notice this. On Revelation 11, the woman with the moon under her feet and the sun at her head. Oh, we could go through the Bible from lead to lead and show you. See?
Manje, nanzelela lokho. Oh, kusambulo 11. Umfazi olenyanga, ngaphansi kwenyawo zakhe, futhi lelanga ekhanda lakhe. Oh, singavula lonke iBhayibheli. Kusukela esibekelweni, kusiya esibekelweni. Futhi, ngilitshengise, bona.
But what is it? When the Bible said in Hebrews, the 4th chapter, if Jesus would have given them a rest day, he would have afterwards have spoke of it. He would have spoke of a rest day.
Kodwa kuyini? Lapho iBhayibheli lathi kumaHebheru isahluko 4. Aluba uJesu wabapha ilanga lokuphumula. Wayezabe ekhulume ngakho emva kwalokho. Wayezabe ekhulume ngosuku lokuphumula.
What day did he speak about rest? Come unto me. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Lusukubani akhuluma ngalo ukuphumula. Wozani kimi lonke elisindwayo lelikhatheleyo futhi ngizalipha ukuphumula.
Matthew the 11th chapter 22nd verse, look, then we find that when we come to him.
UMatthew isahluko 11 indima 22 khangela khona ke. Siyathola ukuthi lapho sisiza kuye.
For he, said Hebrews 4, that has entered into Jesus' rest, has ceased from his worldly works as God did from his when he made the world, to never return to it again.
Ngoba yena, atsho amaHebheru 4, osengene ekuphumuleni kukaJesu, usesukile emsebenzini yakhe, yasemhlabeni, njengoNkulunkulu wenza, kweyakhe lapho esenza umhlaba ukungabuyeli kuwo njalo.
How long are you sealed by the Holy Ghost until the day of your redemption?
Kuze kube nini uphawuliwe, kuze kube nini ngomoya ongcwele, kuze kube lusuku lokuhlengwa kwakho.
There's that rest.
Hallelujah.
Comfort, advocate, seal, deliver.
Amen.
I get kind of excited. Or I get kind of blessed.
Nanko lokho kuphumula. Induduzo, umeli, uphawu, umkhululi. Ngiba sengathi ngithaba, ngedlulise, kumbe ngiba sengathi ngiyabusiswa.
Oh, is it promised for us, Brother Branham? Is it proven by the Bible? All right, let's go to Joel. Find out what Joel said about it.
Oh, ngabe uthenjisiwe kithi mfowethu Branham, kufakazelwe libhayibheli na? Kulungile, asihambeni kuJoel sithole ukuthi uJoel wathini ngakho.
How thankful I am for the blessed word of God. Do you love it?
Amen.
I think there, if it wasn't for the word, I don't know where we'd stand.
Ngilokubonga okunganani ngelizwi elibusekileyo likaNkulunkulu. Liyalithanda na? Ngicabanga ukuthi aluba kwakungayisilo lizwi angikwazi lapho ebe siza kuma khona.
All right, we're Joel now. We're going to Joel, the second chapter of Joel, and we're going to start at the 28th verse.
Kulungile. Siku Joel kathesi. Sesisiya ku Joel isahluko 2 sika Joel futhi siza kuqalisa kundima 28.
Joel 2:28. 800 years before the coming of Christ, the prophet in the spirit. Now listen.
Joel 2:28. Iminyaka engamakhulu ayisificamunwembili ngaphambi kokubuya kukaChrist umprofeti emoyeni. Manje lalela.
And it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old man shall dream dreams, and your young man shall see visions.
Futhi kuzakuthi emva kwalokho ngiza kuthulula umoya wami phezu kwenyama yonke. Amadodana enu lamadodakazi enu aza profeta, amadoda enu amadala azaphupha amaphupho, futhi lensizwa zizabona imboni.
And also upon my servants and upon my handmaid will I pour out in these days. Pour out in those days my spirit.
Futhi njalo laphezu kwenceku zami, laphezu kwencekukazi yami ngiza kuthulula kulezi nsuku, ngizathulula kulezo nsuku okomoya wami.
And I will show wonders in the heavens above and in the earth, blood, fire and pillars of smoke.
Futhi ngizatshengisa izimangaliso ezulwini phezulu lasemhlabeni, igazi umlilo lezinsika zentuthu.
The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord shall come.
Ilanga liza kuphendulwa libe mnyama, lenyanga ibe ligazi, ngaphambi kolukhulu futhi usuku olwesabekayo lwenkosi luza kuza.
And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered.
Futhi kuza kuthi loba ngubani ozabiza ibizo lenkosi uza kukhululwa.
What? Joel, did you notice in Acts 2, Peter took up the same verse?
Loko hi, in Joel, ligela nanzelela, gu imisebenzi 2, u Petro watata indima efanayo.
Said, ye men of Israel, hear my word. These are not drunk. This seal, comforted, peculiar, marked. People.
What? Lina. Matotago Israel. Zwanina mazwi am. Laba abatagwang. Laba abapauliwe. Ba tutuzwa. Abanga zwisegiyo. Abant ababewe upau.
They are not drunk as you suppose. Acts 2. Seeing that this is the third hour of the day.
Abatagwang. Jongoguba litabangel. Imisebenzi 2. Sibona ukuthi leli lihola lesithathu losuku.
But this is that which is spoke of by Joel the prophet, saying it shall come to pass in the last days that I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh.
Kodwa lokho yilokho okwakhulunywa ngakho nguJoel umprofeti esithi kuzakuthi ensukwini zokucina ngiza kuthulula umoya wami phezu kwenyama yonke.
What is it? What is the Holy Ghost? All right. Now let's notice again. Promise to the believers. That's what it is.
Uyini wona? Uyini umoya ongcwele? Kulungile. Manje asinanzeleleni njalo. Wathenjiswa kumakholwa. Yikho lokho oyikho.
Now this Holy Ghost, we find out what it is. Just a minute. Who's it promised to believers?
Manje lumoya ongcwele siyathola ukuthi uyini okomzuzu nje. Uthenjiswe kubani wona?
Now let's go to Luke 24, chapter of Luke. Listen what Jesus said in his last words before he left the earth. Luke, the 24th chapter.
Manje asiyeni kuLuke isahluko 24 sika Luke. Lalelani lokho uJesu akuchoyo emazwini akhe okugcina engakasuki emhlabeni. ULuke isahluko 24.
And you just taking this down now. You can mark it down and study it tomorrow when you have more time.
Futhi lina elibhala lokho phansi kathesi lingakubhala phansi khona ke bese likufunda khona kusasa lapho selilesikhathi esinenge.
Now, Luke 24:49. Listen to Jesus speaking. At the end, when he was ascending up into glory, the ascension. Here's the words he said to his disciples.
Manje, Luke 24:49. Lalelani uJesu ekhuluma ekugcineni. Lapha senyukela phezulu enkazimulweni. Ukwenyuka, nanka lapha amazwi awachoyo kubafundi bakhe.
Behold, I send the promise of my Father. What promise?
Kangelani ngiyathumela isithembiso sika baba wami. Isithembiso bani?
The seal, the sign, the comforter, and all these things that I've spoke of, times thousands more, I send the promise of my Father upon him.
Uphawu isibonakaliso, umduduzi, futhi lezinto zonke, lezi engikhulube ngazo, ngokuphindwe ngezinkulungwane njalo. Ngiyathumela isithembiso sika baba wami phezu kwenu.
What promise? The one that Isaiah said would come. With stammer lips and other tongues I speak to this people, I'll send that rest upon you.
Isithembiso bani? Leso uIsaiah asichoyo ukuthi sizakuza ngendebe ezigagasayo futhi lezinye indimi ngiza kukhuluma kulaba bantu. Ngizathumela ukuphumula lokho phezu kwenu.
I'll send what Joel spoke of, that it shall come to pass the last day, saith God, I'll pour out my spirit upon you.
Ngizathumela lokho uJoel akhuluma ngakho ukuthi kuzakuthi emva kwalokho ensukwini zokugcina utsho uNkulunkulu ngizathululela umoya wami phezu kwenu.
Oh, I'll send to you and make all nations, all people beginning from Jerusalem, I'll bring in the seed of Abraham under this covenant. I'll seal away every one of them. I'll pour out my spirit.
Oh, ngiza thumela kini futhi ngenze izizwe zonke abantu bonke kusukela eJerusalema. Ngiza ngenisa inzalo kaAbraham ngaphansi kwalesi sivumelwano. Ngiza babeka uphawu munye lamunye wabo bona. Ngiza thulula umoya wami.
I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye means wait in the city of Jerusalem until you're endued with power from on high.
Ngizathumela isithembiso sika baba wami phezu kwenu. Kodwa hlalani kutsho lindani emzini weJerusalema lize ligcwaliswe ngamandla avela phezulu.
What is the Holy Ghost then? Power. From on high.
Uyini khona ke umoya ongcwele amandla avela phezulu.
Not power from the bishop. Not power from the church. But power from on high.
Hach amandla avela kumbishop. Hach amandla avela ebandleni. Kodwa amandla avela phezulu.
How did that power come? By joining church? I challenge you to say that that's right.
Abuya njani lawo mandla? Ngokujoina ibandla na. Ngiyakugolomba ukuthi ukwenze uthi lokho kuqondile.
But joining the church, shaking hands with the preacher? No, sir.
Ngokujoyina ibandla, ukuqhawulana izandla lomtshumayeli, hathi umzana.
Now, do you Catholics, sticking out your tongue and taking the first communion? No, sir.
Manje kina amaKatolika, ukukhupha ulimi lwakho futhi lithatha isidlo sokuqala, hathi umzana.
How did it come? Power from on high. Let's read a little farther. Let's go to Acts 1:8. They're assembling together now.
Abuya njani amandla avela phezulu. Asibaleni phambindlana. Kancinyane asihambeni ku imisebenzi 1:8. Bayabuthana ndawonye kathesi.
Now they were speaking of Jesus here when they were assembled together and it ordained another to take the Judas's place.
Manje bakhuluma ngoJesu lapha lapo bebutheni ndawonye futhi bagcoba omunye ukuthatha indawo kaJudas.
Acts 1:8. But ye shall receive power after this the Holy Ghost has come upon you.
Imsebenzi 1:8. Kodwa liza kwamkela amandla emva lo umoya ongcwele ubuya phezukweni.
What? You become the member of the Branham Tabernacle, no? You become the member of the Methodist Church, the Catholic Church, the Presbyterian, not so in the Bible. That's man-made doctrine.
In uba lililunga le Branham Tabernacle. Na, hach. Uba lililunga le Methodist, ibandla le Katolika, I Presbyterian, hach njalo eBhayibhelini. Leyo imfundiso enziwe ngumuntu.
But you shall receive power after you have become a preacher. No, sir. You shall receive power after you get your Bachelor of Art. No, sir.
Kodwa liza kwemkela amandla emva kokuba usube ngumchumayeli. Hatshi, mnumzana. Liza kwamkela amandla emva kokuba uthole iBachelor of Art. Hatshi, mnumzana.
You shall become power after you get your DD. No, sir. You shall receive power after you're baptized in water. No, sir.
Liza kwa buya amandla emva kokuba uthola ititi yakho. Hatshi, mnumzana. Liza kwamkela amandla emva libhapathizwe emanzini. Hatshi, mnumzana.
You shall receive power after you have taken the first communion. No, sir. See, that's all man-made stuff. Listen what the Bible said, what Jesus said.
Liza kwamkela amandla emva kokuba selithethe isidlo sokuqala. Hatshi, mnumzana. Bona. Konke lokho izinto ezenziwe ngumuntu. Lalela lokho iBhayibheli elakuchoyo, lokho uJesu akuchoyo.
Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. What is the Holy Ghost? The power.
Liza kwamkela amandla emva umoya ongcwele usubuye phezukweni. Uyini umoya ongcwele? Ngamandla.
Then after this you shall be witnesses, just you 12. You witness at Jerusalem. You shall be witnesses to me, both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the utmost parts of the earth, which has never been reached yet.
Kona ke, emva kwalokho, liza kuba ngabafakazi. Lina nje abalichumi lambili, liza fakazi eJerusalem. Liza kuba ngabafakazi, kimi, konke eJerusalem, Judea, Samaria, futhi lasemkhawuleni yomhlaba. Engakaze ifikwe khona la manje.
And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld him, he was taken up in the cloud and received out of their sight.
Futhi lapho esechilo lezi izinto, lapho besamkhangeli, yena wakhutshulwa phezulu emayezini futhi wemkelwa, lamsusa emehlweni abo.
Now, turn right across the page. What's these prophecies come to pass?
Kates vula ngemva kwekhasi. Khangelani iziprofeti lezi zigcwaliseka.
And when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place.
Futhi lapho usuku lwePentecost selufikile, babe sebunyeni bonke, babe ngqondonye endaweni inye.
And all of a sudden the pastor came in and I got off the line there, didn't I? All of a sudden the priest come on the altar.
Futhi kungananzelelwe umalusi wangena phakathi futhi ngisuke emzileni lapho angizange na. Kungananzelelwe umpriest wabuya eLatin. Hatshi.
And suddenly there came a sound. Not just to make believe, it was there.
Futhi kungananzelelwe kwezwakala umdumo. Hatshi nje ukuzenzisa. Kwakukhona lapho.
A sound. A minister was approaching the door. The priest had the communion coming out of the holy place. You know, nothing like that.
Umdumo, umchumayeli wayesondela emnyango. Umpriesti wayelesidlo ephuma endaweni engcwele. Hatshi, akulanto enjengaleyo.
There came a sound from heaven. Not the rustling of a feet. There came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind.
Amen.
Oh, my. And it filled all the house where they were sitting.
Kwezakala umdumo ovela ezulwini hatch ukuhanjiswa konyawo. Kwezwa umdumo uvela ezulwini njenge umoya ovunguzayo olamandla. Oh mina bo futhi wagcwalisa yonke indlu lapho ababehlezi khona.
What is the Holy Ghost? Here's where they get power. Here's where they're supposed to wait. Here's what happened when they did it.
Oyini umoya ongcwele. Nanku lapha abathola khona amandla. Nanku lapha okufanele balinde khona. Nanku lokho okwenzakalayo lapho bekwenza.
All prophesied from Genesis right on up. From Abraham right on through it would come and how it would come and the results would come. What is it? Promise to the church, to believers.
Bonke ba profeta. Kusukela kuGenesis kusiya phezulu kusukela kuAbraham kusiya uzakuza lokuthi uzakuza njani futhi le mpumela izakuza uyini wona uthenjisiwe ebandleni kumakholwa.
And filled all the house where they were set, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like a fire, and it set upon each of them.
Futhi wagcwalisa indlu yonke lapho ababehlezi khona futhi kwabonakala kibo inlimi ezehlukeneyo njenge zomlilo futhi wahlala phezulu komunye lamunye wabo.
And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
Futhi bonke bagcwaliswa ngomoya ongcwele futhi baqala ukukhuluma ngezinye indimi lapho umoya ubapha ukuphumisela.
Now we're going to get on that Friday night. We leave that right there.
Manje sizangena kulokho ngolwesihlanu ebusuku sizachiya lokho khona lapho bona.
How is it? It's a promise to the church. Absolutely a promise.
Unjani wona? Uyisithembiso ebandleni, isithembiso ngempela.
All right. Now we go to find out after they were filled, they were sealed until how long?
Kulungile. Manje sizafumana emva kokuba sebegcwalisiwe. Babekwa uphawu kwaze kwaba nini?
How many years got the Holy Ghost? I see your hand.
Amen.
There's more with the Holy Ghost than there is without. We want you to be one of us, brother, sister.
Bangaki phakathi lapha abalomoya ongcwele. Kasiboneni izandla zenu. Banenge abalomoya ongcwele kulalabo abangelawo. Sifuna ukuthi libe ngabanye bethu, mfowethu, dadewethu.
When you understand what it is, it is the Spirit of God dwelling in you to do the works of God.
Lapho uzisa lokho oyikho uyi ungumoya kaNkuluNkulu uhlala phakathi kwakho ukwenza imisebenzi kaNkuluNkulu.
When God ever sent any of his Spirit into any of his servants, any of his prophets, any of his teachers, any of his apostles, they were always rejected of the world.
Lapho uNkuluNkulu ethumela loba uphi umoya wakhe kuloba yiziphi inceku zakhe loba baphi abaprofeti bakhe loba baphi aba fundisi bakhe loba baphi abapostoli bakhe babehlezi belahliwe ngumhlaba.
They were considered crazy in every age there was. Even when Paul stood before Agrippa, he said, in the way that's called heresy. What is heresy? Crazy.
Babebalwa njengabahlanyayo kuso sonke isikhathi esake saba khona. Lalapho uPaul esima phambili kuka Agrippa wathi endleleni ebizwa ngokuthiwa yibuhlanya. Kuyini ubuhlanya? Ukuhlanya.
In the way that they call crazy, a bunch of nuts. That's the way I worship the God of our Father.
Endleleni abayibiza ngokuthi ukuhlanya. Inqumbu yamanati yiyo indlela engikhonza ngayo uNkulunkulu wabo baba bethu.
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
Yes, sir.
That's right. I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them.
Ngiyathokoza ukuthi ngingathi ngingomunye wabo. Yebo Nomzana, kunjalo. Ngiyathokoza ukuthi ngingathi ngingomunye wabo.
Now, after this Holy Ghost fell upon them, it made them so much sweethearts until everything was in common. Is that right? My, what a fellowship.
Manje emva kwalo moya ongcwele esewele phezukwabo. wabenza izithandwa okokuthi into yonke bathi ngeyomuntu wonke kunjalo na mina bo yibudlelwano bani.
We sing that song sometime. Oh, what fellowship, oh, what joy divine. That's it.
Hallelujah.
Sihlabela leyo ngoma kwesinye isikhathi. Oh, yibudlelwano bani, oh, yintokozo bani, yobu uNkulunkulu. Yikho.
They didn't care whether the sun shined or didn't. They didn't ask for a flower bed of ease.
Babengelandaba. Loba ilanga lalikhanya kumbe lingakhanyi. Abacelanga izinto ezilula ezicele sisayo.
Now, I receive the Holy Ghost, says some people to me, Mr. Branham, if you will guarantee me that I'll be a millionaire. If you'll guarantee me I'll find oil wells and if I'll find gold mines and...
Manje ngizakwemukela umoya ongcwele, kutsho abanye abantu kimi. Mnuprana, nga ungangipha isiqiniseko ukuthi ngizakuba ngolezi gidi. Nga ungangipha isiqiniseko ngizathola imithombo yamafutha. Futhi nga ngingathola imigodi yegolide futhi.
See, people teach that and they teach a lie. God has not promised those things.
Ngi, bon. Abantu bafundisa lokho, futhi bafundisa amanga. UNkulunkulu katembisanga lezo zinto.
A man that ever receives the Holy Ghost don't care whether he begs for bread or not. Doesn't make any difference to him.
Umuntu owamukela umoya ongcwele, akalandaba loba uyaphanza isinkwa kumbe hatch, akula mehluko kuye.
He's a heaven-bound creature. He's got no ties here at all. Run.
Uyisidalwa esiya ezulwini. Akala okumbophela lapha lakancinyane kunjalo.
He don't care. Let come, let go, what may. Let him criticize, make fun, lose your prestige. Why do you care?
Akalandaba. Akuze okuzayo. Akuhambe uhambayo. Loba yini okungaba yikho. Mabacothoze. Beyise. Ulahlekelwe isithunzi sakho. Ulendaba. Lani.
You're on your road to glory. Hallelujah. Your eyes are set on Christ and you're on your road.
Amen.
You don't care what the world says.
Usendleleni yakho usiya enkazimulweni. Hallelujah. Amehlo akho abekwe kuKristu. Futhi usendleleni yakho awulandaba ukuthi umhlaba uthini.
That's what the Holy Ghost is. It's a power.
Hallelujah.
It's a seal. It's a comforter. It's an advocate. It's a sign. Oh my.
Amen.
It's the assurance. God has received you.
Hiko loko. Umoya ongcwele oyikho. Ungamandla, uluphawu, ungumduduzi, ungumeli, uyisibonakaliso. Oh mina bo, isiqiniseko ukuthi uNkulunkulu ukwamukele.
How much time have I taken? I've got just 8 more minutes. All right. I got a lot of scriptures here. I don't guess I can get them in, but we'll try our best.
Ngithethe isikhathi eside okunganani. Ngileminye imizuzu esificamunembili njalo kulungile. Akuthi mina ngilembhalo emnenge lapha. Angicabangi ukuthi ngingayingenisa phakathi. Kodwa siza zama esingakwenelisa.
Now, after a man has been filled with the Holy Ghost, is it possible that persecutions and things would cause him to have to come back and...
Manje emva kokuba umuntu esegcwaliswe ngomoya ongcwele kungenzakala ukuthi ukuzingelwa lezinto kungabangela ukuba aphenduke futhi.
Now he ain't gonna lose. He's still a son of God. He'll always be. Because you're sealed how long? That's right. That's what the Bible says.
Manje akayi kulahlekelwa. Ulokho eyindodana kaNkulunkulu. Uzahlala enjalo ngoba uphawuliwe okwesikhathi esinganani kunjalo yikho lokho iBhayibheli elakuchoyo.
Now, after the disciples had been beaten, they had been mocked, made fun of, and everything, they thought it's time to go back together a little while.
Manje emva kokuba abafundi sebechayiwe, bahlekwa usulu, benziwa inhlekisa ngabo, lento yonke, bacabanga ukuba sokuyisikhathi sokubuyela ndawonye.
Let's turn over to Acts, the 4th chapter, and see one day what happened. Now this is to you people who's already got it. Acts, the 4th chapter.
asivuleni ku imisebenzi isahluko 4 futhi sibone lapho be lokho okwenzakalayo manje lokho kukini lina bantu ese bevele belawo imisebenzi isahluko 4
Now Peter and John had been beaten, put in prison for healing, having a healing service out at the gate of the church. How many knows that?
Manje uPetro loJohane babechayiwe bafaka entolongweni ngokusilisa ngokuba lenkonzo yokusilisa phandle esangweni lebandla bangaki abakwaziyo lokho.
This man lay in there kind of lame in his feet. He couldn't walk. Been that way for 40 years.
Kwakulendoda eyayilele lapho eyayingathi ilimele enyaweni zakhe wayengakwanisi ukuhamba waye njalo okweminyaka engamachumi amane.
And Peter passed through and he said, held out his cup to get something to put in his cup for food. And Peter showed that he was a Holy Ghost filled preacher. He didn't have any money.
Futhi uPetro wedlula ngalapho. Futhi what? Waphakamisa inkomitho yakhe ukuthola enye into yokubeka enkomitini yakhe ukuthi athole ukudla. Futhi uPetro watshengisa ukuthi wayengumchumayeli ogcwaliswe ngumoya ongcwele wayengelamali.
He said, silver and gold have I none. See? He wasn't caring about that, but he was a heaven-bound creature.
What? Isiliva legolide kangilakho. Bona, wayengelandaba ngalokho, kodwa wayeyi isidalwa esiya ezulwini.
Oh, how I wish we had time to lay in that a little while there. See? He was heaven-bound. He was comforted. He had the spirit. He had the power.
Oh, ngifisa kanganani ukuthi ngabe besilesikhathi sokubeka kulokho okwesikhatshana. Lapho, bona, wayesiya ezulwini, wayeduduzekile, wayelomoya, wayelamandla.
He walked on and said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have I'll give to you.
Wahamba esiya futhi, wathi isiliva legolide kangilakho, kodwa lokho engilakho ngiza kupha khona.
No doubt the man said, what you got, sir? I got faith. I've got something in my heart that started about 10 days ago.
Akula kuthandabuza. Indoda yathi, kuyini olakho mnumzana? Ngilokholo. Ngilenye into enhlizweni yami eqalise phose insuku ezilithume ezedluleyo.
I was in the upper room up there and all of a sudden all the promises that God had made. I've walked with Jesus Christ for 3.5 years. I fished with him, out pulling in the fish. I've done these different things.
Ngangisendlini yaphezulu. Lapho futhi kungananzelelwe nje. Zonke izithembiso uNkulunkulu azenzayo. Ngahamba loJesu Kristu. Okweminyaka emithathu lengxenye. Ngagola inhlanzi laye. Ngidonsela phandle inhlanzi. Ngenza izinto lezi ezihlukeneyo.
And I've seen him heal the sick. He kept telling me, the Father's in me. But when I leave, he'll come in you. So I couldn't understand that, but he said, now I don't expect you to understand it.
Foot, ngangimbonile esilisa abagulayo. Nga waqhubeka engitshela, ubaba ukimi, kodwa lapho sengihamba, uzabuya phakathi kwenu. Ngakho, angizange ngikuzwisise lokho, kodwa wathi, manje angikukhangeleli ukuthi ukuzwisise.
You don't understand these things, you just get them. I don't understand it yet. And don't tell me you do because you don't.
Awuzizwisisi lezi zinto. Uyazithola nje. Angikuzwisisi lakathesi. Futhi ungangitsheli ukuthi uyakuzwisisa ngoba ngawukuzwisisi bona.
So I can't understand it. I can't explain it. But the only thing I know, I got it.
Ngakho angikwanisi ukuzwisisa. Angikwanisi ukucasisa. Kodwa into kuphela engiyaziyo. Gilau.
What you said, that's not scientifically. Oh, sure it is.
Au, uti loko. Agusiko, ngokwezi science. Oh, ngekaniso, kuyiko.
Look at them lights. When Benjamin Franklin caught it, he said, I got it. He didn't know what he had, but he had it.
Kanyela lao amaketsi, lapo u Benjamin Franklin. Egubamba, what? Ngikutolile. Wayengakwazi loko, ayelako. Kodwa, wayelako.
And I want somebody to tell me tonight what electricity is. They don't know yet what it is, but we got it. Amen. That's right.
Futhi ngifuna omunye umuntu angitshele lokhu busuku lokhu amagets ayikho abakabikwazi manje lokhu ayikho kodwa silawo amen kunjalo.
There's no man knows what electricity is. They can harness it, make it light, make it burn, make it act.
Akula muntu owaziyo ukuthi amagets ayini. Bengawabophela, bawayenze akhanye, bawayenze avuthe, bawayenze enze.
But it's generated by generators, two pieces running together like that. It produces that, and that's all they know. It'll give light. It's got power in it.
Kodwa enziwa ngamagenerator. Iziqhamo ezimbili zigijima ndawonye njengalokho kuyaletha lokho futhi yikho kuphela abakwaziyo kuzaletha ukukhanya futhi kulamandla phakathi kwakho.
That's like the Spirit of God. When you get one piece is you and the other piece is God and get them round together like that, it'll do something for you. That's right.
Futhi lokho kunjengomoya kaNkulunkulu lapho uthola isiqhamo esisodwa kunguwe futhi lesinye isiqhamo kunguNkulunkulu futhi ukwenze kugijima endawonye njengalokho kuzakwenzela ulutho kunjalo.
It'll give light, it'll give power. You don't know what it is and never will know what it is, but you know when you got it. That's one thing sure. And it's fire, it's yours. It's the assurance.
Amen.
Kuzakupha ukukhanya, kuzakupha amandla. Awukwazi lokho okuyikho futhi kawusoze ukwazi lokho okuyikho kodwa uzakwazi lapho usiba lawo. Leyo yinto eyodwa eqinisekileyo futhi ungowakho ngowakho isiqiniseko kunjalo.
What does that light show? There's assurance it is a light.
Kutshengisani lokho kukhanya na kulesiqiniseko kuyikukhanya.
Now notice this. Now you don't know what it is, but these fellows said, well, they said one thing they know. We know that they're ignorant. The more nuts, you see, like the little German said he was, see?
Manje nanzelelani lokho manje. Kawukwazi ukuthi kuyini. Kodwa abafo laba bathi awu baza bakhuluma into eyodwa abayaziyo. Siyakwazi ukuthi kabafundanga. Amanye amanati amanenge liyabona. Njengomjelimani omncinyane wathi wayehilo bona.
Said they're ignorant and unlearned. But they've been with that fisherman, that carpenter down there called Jesus. Now I tell you, because they're doing the same things he does.
What? Kabazi futhi. Kabafundanga. Kodwa babelawo. Mgoli wenhlanzi. Lo mbazi. Phansi phesheya. Othiwa uJesu. Ngiyalitshela ngoba benza izinto ezifanayo azenzayo.
That's what the Holy Ghost is. It's Jesus living in an ignorant fisherman. A carpenter. Or whatever, ignorant preacher, whatever it is.
Yikho lokho umoya ongcwele oyikho. NguJesu ephila phakathi komgoli wenhlanzi. Ongazilutho, umbazi kumbe loba kuyini. Umthumayeli ongazilutho, loba yini oyikho.
It's a man that wants to be ignorant to the things of the world, and that thought Jesus come into him, the Spirit of God, the seal, the comforter.
Ngumuntu ofuna ukungabi lakwazi ezintweni zomhlaba. Futhi avumele uJesu abuye phakathi kwakhe umoya kaNkuluNkulu uPawu umduduzi.
He don't care about prestige. All thing he wants is God.
Akala ndaba lodumo into kuphela ayifunayo nguNkuluNkulu.
When God was setting in order, he said, all you Levites, I've called you out, made you priests.
Lapho uNkuluNkulu ehlela ukuhlelwa wathi lina lonke maLevi ngilibizile futhi ngalenza abapriesti.
And all your brethren, the 12 tribes and the other 11 tribes, will pay you a tithing.
Futhi labafo wenu bonke abanye izizwe ezilichumi lambili futhi ezinye izizwe ezilichumi lanye zizali badala okwechumi.
When you get a 9 bushel apples, pour 1 bushel to the Levites. When you run your sheep to the hall here, pick up the 10th sheep.
Lapho uthola izitsha eziyisifico munye zama apula thulula isitsha esisodwa kumalevi lapho ungenisa izimvu zakho phakathi eholu lapha thatha imvu yechumi.
I don't care if it's a little one or a big one, fat one or a poor one, that belongs to the Levites.
Angilandaba nxa ingencinyane kumbe enkulu enonileyo kumbe ecakileyo lokho kungokwabo Levi.
Now Levites, When you get all this, then you tithe too to the Lord. You make the wave offering, the heave offerings, the different offerings. You tithe to the Lord.
Manje, malevi, lapo litola gonke loku. Kona ge, ligupe owe chumilani enkosi. Lenze umnigelo wogu zungezo. Umnigelo wogu paganyiswa. Iminigelo eltugeneyo. Likupe owe chumi enkosi.
Said Moses, for your part, I am yours. He said, I'm your satisfying potion.
What, Mose? Owe nganye yako. Ngingo wako. Oh, minabo. What? Ngi sabelo sako. Esisutisa.
That's what the Holy Ghost is to the church today. Silver and gold have I none, but I have a satisfying potion. Hallelujah.
Futi. Yiko loku moyo oyngcwele oyikho ebandleni lamuhla isiliva legolide kangila kodwa ngile sabelo esisuthisayo. Hallelujah.
Education, I can't hardly read this book, but I got a satisfying potion. That's good.
Imfundo angikwanisi lokubala leli ibhuku kodwa ngile sabelo esisuthisayo lokho kuhle.
Doctor's degree I don't have any. PhDs or LDs or nothing else. But there's one thing I have, the satisfying potion. That's the part I want. That's the part God wants you to have.
I degree lo budokotela angilalo lelilodwa. Ama PhD kumbe ama LD kumbe akula okunye njalo. Kodwa kulento eyodwa engilayo, isabelo esisuthisayo. Hiyo ingxenye engifunayo. Hiyo ingxenye kuNkulunkulu afuna ube layo.
Throw the rest of these old things away, all the prestige and everything else, and walk out and get God's satisfying potion.
Posela ezinye zonke lezi izinto ezindala khatshana sonke isithunzi layo yonke into futhi uhambe phandle futhi uthathe isabelo sikaNkulunkulu esisuthisayo.
Because what you've got of this earth you'll leave here when you leave, but if you've got that satisfying potion it'll take you up just as certain.
Ngoba lokho olakho kwalumhlaba uza kuthiya lapha lapho usuhamba kodwa nxa ulesi qam esisuthisayo kuza kuthatha.
We're always taking out insurance to give the undertaker. Let's get God's satisfying potion and get the uptaker instead of the undertaker. You know they both work.
Sihleli sithatha i-insurance lamuhla ukupha umngcwabi asithatheni isabelo sikaNkulunkulu esisuthisayo futhi sithathe ovusayo kulokuthatha ongcwabayo.
Now let's see. Being let go, they went to their own company.
Manje kasiboneni. Kwathi sebeyekelwe, basuka baya kwabakibo.
Not back to the priest. See, that showed they had it. They wasn't going back to that old cold formal thing again. No.
Acho kubuyela kuba priest. Bona. Lokho kwatshengisa ukuthi babela. Babenga ikubuyela emuva kuleyo endala epholileyo into yokubamba amehlo njalo hachi.
Go back and say, now look here what they did there. No, no.
Buyela emuva futhi uthi manje kangelani lapha lokho abakwenzayo kithi hachi hachi.
They had their own companies, only about a dozen of them there, but that was a company enough. A little bitty handful of people.
Babela bagibo kwakukhona phose. It doesn't labo, lapo goto lelo, kwakuliqula elaneleyo, ingcosana yabantu.
Being let go after they beat him and threaten him, if you ever baptize in Jesus' name again, that's right, see.
Kwathi sebe yegelwe, emva kokuba sebe chayile futhi, lokuba songela, bathi nxa lingavele libhaphathize ebizweni lika Jesu futhi, kumbe bengisisho awu kunjalo, bona.
If you ever preach in Jesus' name again, whatever you do, we'll get you. That's quite a threat. Let's go over to the rest of the brethren.
Nga unga vele uchumayele ebizweni lika Jesu futhi noba yini oyenzayo sizalibamba. Wathi lokho yikusongela sibili asiyeni kwabanye abazalwane.
Oh, that's the way. In unity, there's power. In unity, there's power. Said, let's us go over to the rest of the brethren and find out what we can do.
Oh, hiyo indlela. Ekubambaneni kulamandla. Ekubambaneni kulamandla. wathi asiyeni nje kwabanye abazalwane futhi sifumane lokho esingakwenza.
Now they all come together and telling different experiences.
Manje bayabuya bonke ndawonye futhi bekhuluma izehlakalo ezehlukeneyo.
Being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them.
Wathi sebeyekelwe basuka baya kwabakibo futhi babika konke abapriesti abakhulu futhi labadala ababekuchilo kubo.
And when they had heard that, they lifted up their voices to God with one accord.
Futhi lapho sebezwile lokho baphakamisa amazwi abo kuNkulunkulu ngahliziyonye.
Now listen what they said. Watch him, watch him. Not go back and say, oh, something another about, oh Lord, I'm so sorry. No, they were already saved. They were filled with the Spirit. They had eternal life.
Manje lalelani lokho abakuchoyo. Mkhangeleni, bakhangeleni. Hathi ukubuyela futhi uthi, oh, enye into mayelana. Oh, Nkosi ngiyaxolisa kakhulu. Hathi base bevele besindisiwe. Babe gcwaliswe ngomoya.
Lifted up their voice with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God. Amen. I just like that.
Ba pagamisela amazwi abo. Nganhliziyonye futhi bathi, Nkosi, wena uNkulunkulu. Amen. Ngiyakuthanda lokho nje, mfowethu Palma. Ngiyakuthanda lokho.
Thou art God. We know that. Which has made heavens and earth and the sea and all that in them is. Who by the mouth of thy servant David said,
Wena uNkulunkulu siyakwazi lokho. Lo owenza amazulu lomhlaba, lolwandle futhi lakho konke okukukho. Lo ngumlomo wenceku yakho uDavida wathi.
Now watch, you're going to come back and say, now we're not a... Now you go out there and say, well, Lord, now wait a minute, they're just making so much fun of me. Didn't he say they'd do it?
Manje, khangelani, lizaphenduka lithi. Manje, asisikho. Manje, phumani phandle lapho futhi lithi. Aw, manje, Nkosi, manje mana umzuzu lapho. Benza nje inhlekisa kakhulu ngami. Akachongo ukuthi baza kwenza.
All that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution.
Bonke labo abaphila ngobungcwele kuKristu Jesu baza kuhlupheka ngokuzingelwa.
Well, you know, my boss told me if he called... didn't they say they'd say that? Well, you know, they drove me in the court the other day about it.
Awuliyazi, ubhasa wami wangitshela ukuthi nxa ebamba abachongo ukuthi babeza kutsho lokho. Awuliyazi, bangidonsela emthethwandaba ngolunye usuku mayelana ngakho.
Didn't he say you'd be brought before kings and rulers for money? Take no thought what you'll say because it's not you that's speaking.
Akachongo yini yena ukuthi liza kulethwa phambi kwamakhosi lababusi ngenxa yebizo lami. Ungacabangi lokho oza kutsho ngoba akusini okhulumayo.
I seen it happen yesterday. It's the Holy Spirit that dwells in you. He'll do it to speaking. That's right. Take no thought what you shall say.
Ngikubonile lokho kusenzakala izolo. Ngumoya ongcwele ohlala kuwe. Nguye okhulumayo bona yena. Kunjalo. Kulungile. Ungacabangi lokho oza kutsho.
Lord, who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, why did the heathens rage and the people imagine a vain thing?
Nkosi, ngo lo ngo wakho umlomo wenceku yakho uDavida ukhulumile kungani ukuba abezizwe baxokozele futhi labantu banakane into eyize.
The kings of the earth stood up and the rulers gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ.
Amakhosi omhlaba asukuma futhi lababusi babuthana ndawonye bemelana lenkosi lokumelana loKristu wakhe.
Of a truth, Lord, against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, gather together.
Okweqiniso Nkosi, bemelana lomntwana wakho ongcwele uJesu, lo wena omgcobileyo, bonke uHerodi loPontius Pilato kanye labezizwe futhi labantu bako-Israyeli babuthana ndawonye.
For to do whatsoever thou hand then thou counsel has determined before to be done.
Oh,
I like that.
Ukuze benze loba yini isandla sakho futhi lecebo lakho elikumisele ngaphambili ukuthi kwenzeke. Oh, mina bo ngiyakuthanda lokho.
Lord, you're just doing the very thing that you said they do.
Nkosi, benza into uqobo leyo owayithoyo ukuthi bazayenza.
Why the Bible says in the last days there come scoffers, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God.
IBhayibheli lathi ensukwini zokugcina kuzakuza abahleka usulu, abalamawala, abazigugumezayo, abathanda intokozo kulokuthanda uNkulunkulu.
True speakers, false accusers, incontinent, despisers of those that are good, having a form of godliness but denying.
Abephula isivumelwano, abamangalela abanye ngamanga, abangasuthisekiyo, abayeyisa abalungileyo, belesimo sobuNkulunkulu, kodwa belandula.
You never went up there and received power at this, the Holy Ghost has come upon you.
Abayanga, phezu lapho futhi, bemkela amandla, emva kwalokhu umoya ongcwele usubuyile phezu kwenu.
Having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof from such turn away.
Amen.
That's what the Holy Ghost says.
Belesimo sobuNkulunkulu, kodwa belandula amandla akho, abanjalo baqwaye. Yikho lokhu umoya ongcwele oyikho bona.
What is determined to be done. Now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness we may speak thy word.
Lokho okumiselweyo ukuthi kwenziwe. Manje Nkosi, khangela ukusonga kwabo. Futhi uphe inceku zakho ukuthi ngesibindi sonke singakhuluma ilizwi lakho.
Oh, I like that. Get that old wishbone out and get a real backbone in there.
Oh, ngiyakuthanda lokho. Kupha lelo thambo lesifuba elidala futhi uthole umgogodla oqotho phakathi lapho.
Now watch here. We may speak thy words by stretching forth thy hand to heal.
Manje khangelani lapha. Singakhuluma amazwi akho ngokwelula isandla sakho ukusilisa.
Oh, brother, demons don't die, but the Holy Ghost don't either.
Oh, forward, amadimoni kawafi, kodwa lo moya ongcwele awufi lawo, bona.
Stretching forth thy hand to heal, that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus.
Wekwelula isandla sakho, ukusilisa, ukuthi izibonakaliso lezimangaliso zingenziwa ngebizo lomntwana wakho ongcwele uJesu.
You see what this fussing about, don't you? You're doing the same thing today, but don't do a bit of good.
Ngiyabona lokho ababephikisana ngakho. Alikuboni na benza into efanayo lamuhla, kodwa akwenzi kuhle la kancinyana.
And when they had prayed, the place was shaken. Where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and spake the word of God with boldness.
Futhi lapho sebekhulekile, indawo yanyikinyeka, lapho ababe buthene khona ndawonye, futhi bonke bagcwaliswa ngomoya ongcwele, futhi bakhuluma ilizwi likaNkulunkulu ngesibindi.
They got something when they went up there, didn't they?
Mina bo bathola enye into lapho besiya phezulu lapho.
The promise said that's what the Holy Ghost is, to give you boldness, to give you a comfort, to seal you, give you a sign.
Isithembiso sathi, yikho lokho umoya ongcwele oyikho, ukukupha isibindi, ukukupha induduzo, ukukupha uphawu, ukukupha isibonakaliso. Oh, mina bo.
Listen, I wish we just had time. We go down with Philip to the Samaritans in Acts 8:14. You always put me down.
Lalela, oh, ngiyafisa, sasile skati nje. Singahamba lo Philipu, kuma Samaria, ku imisebenzi 8:14, lina lonke elikubhalayo phansi.
They had received a great joy. They had great healing. But they had been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
Babe mgele intokozo enkulu. Babe lokusilisa okukhulu, kodwa babe babhaptizwe ebizweni lika Jesu Kristu.
But they sent up to Jerusalem to get Peter. He come down and laid hands on them and they received the Holy Ghost. Acts 8:14.
Kodwa batumela eJerusalema ukuyothatha uPetro wehla phansi futhi wabeka izandla phezu kwabo futhi bemkela umoya ongcwele imisebenzi 8:14.
The Gentiles, there was one by the name of Cornelius. He was a wonderful man, paid tithings, built synagogues for the people, respected God, feared God.
Abezizwe kwakulomunye obizo nguKornelia. Wayeyindoda emangalisayo ebhadala okwejumi wakhela abantu amasinagogu wahlonipha uNkulunkulu wesaba uNkulunkulu.
A good man, good Presbyterian, Methodist, Baptist or something other. A very good man.
Umuntu olungileyo, umPresbyterian olungileyo, umMethodist, Baptist kumbe enye into lokunye bona indoda elungileyo sibili.
But one day God said he's a good man, so I'm just going to send him to a meeting. I'll have to get my preacher over here to tell him about it.
Kodwa ngolunye usuku uNkulunkulu wathi uyindoda elungileyo ngakho ngizathumela emhlanganweni ngizaletha umtshumayeli wami ngalapha futhi ngimtshele ngakho.
All right, so he saw a vision, said go down to Joppa and find one down there named Simon Tanner, and there's one Simon Peter in there. Let him come up here, he'll tell you the way because he's received something.
Kulungile ngakho wabona umbono wathi hamba phansi eJoppa futhi uzathola oyedwa phansi lapho othiwa nguSimoni umchuki futhi kulo yedwa uSimon Petro phakathi lapho makabuye phezulu lapha uzakutshela indlela ngoba wemkele enye into.
And while Peter stood up there, Cornelius was going to worship that preacher. Peter said, stand up, I'm a man like you are.
Futhi lapho uPetro esima lapho futhi uKornelia wayeseza kukhonza lowo mtshumayeli wayeseza kwenza kodwa uPetro wathi sukuma ngingumuntu njengawe.
And while Peter yet spake these words, how they went back in the beginning, yet same things I'm talking about, how God promised to pour out the Holy Ghost.
Futhi lapho uPetro esakhuluma lawo mazwi awukuthi babuyela njani emuva ekuqaleni ku izinto ezifanayo engikhuluma ngazo ukuthi uNkulunkulu wathembisa njani ukuthulula umoya ongcwele.
While he spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Lapho esakhuluma amazwi lawa, umoya ongcwele wehlela phezu kwabo. Yebo.
That's what the Holy Ghost is. Who it's for? Sure. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yikho lokho umoya ongcwele oyikho ukuthi ungokabani. Qiniso. Futhi bonke bagcwaliswa ngomoya ongcwele.
Now, notice. In Ephesians, there was a Baptist brother. He was first a lawyer, smart, intelligent man, know the law, great man, a scholar.
Manje, nanzelela, kwabase Efeso, kwakulomfowethu ongumbaptisti, okokuqala, wayeligqweta elikhaliphileyo, indoda ehlakaniphileyo, isazi umthetho, indoda enkulu efundileyo.
One day he got to reading the Bible and he seen there would come one by the name of the Messiah.
Ngolunye usuku waqala ukubala iBhayibheli futhi wabona wakuza buya oyedwa obizo nguMesiya.
And when he did that one, he began to hear about this Jesus and he said, I'm convinced and I openly profess my faith that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God.
Futhi lapho esenza lokho ngani waqala ukuzwa mayelana ngalo Jesu futhi wathi ngisuthisekile futhi ngokusobala ngiyavuma ukholo lwami ukuthi uJesu nguKristu indodana kaNkulunkulu.
He was a real Baptist. Here he come on. I openly profess that Jesus is the Christ.
Wayengumbaptist oqotho. Nango esiza. Ngalapho ngiyavuma ngokusobala ukuthi uJesu nguKristu.
He got to doing it so much that God called him into ministry. God will always speak to a true heart.
Waqala ukukwenza khona kakhulukazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu wambizela enkonzweni. uNkulunkulu uzahlala ekhuluma enhlizweni eqinisekileyo.
And there was a little old tent maker down there by the name of Aquila and Priscilla, a husband and wife. They were tent makers. Acts the 18th chapter tells you about it.
Futhi kwakukhona umthungo omncane wamatende omdala phansi lapho obizwa ngu-Aquila loPriscilla. Indoda lomfazi babe ngabathungi bamatende imisebenzi isahluko 18 iyakutshela ngakho.
Paul, they were friends of his. They had received the Holy Ghost under the hands of Paul and his teaching.
Paul, babenga bangani, bake, babemgele umoya ongcwele ngaphansi kwezandla zika Paul lemfundiso yakhe.
They heard there's a revival there, so they went over. There's only about 10 or 12 attending it.
Bezwa kuthiwa kwakulemvuselelo khona ngale ngakho bahamba khona kwakulaba phose ichumi kumbe abalichumi lambili abeza kuyo.
So he went over there to look at, and he heard this preacher preach in the sincerity of his heart. He said, you know, I believe he'd listen to the truth.
Ngakho wahamba khona ukuyoyikhangela futhi wezwa lumchumayeli echumayela ukuqiniseka kwenhliziyo yakhe wathi liyazi ngiyakholwa.
So after service over, he called him around behind the tent and said, look, we got a little brother about so high, a little hook-nosed Jew, but when he comes over, he'll teach you the word of God plainly.
Ngakho, emva, inkonzo isiphelile. Wambizela ngemuva, kwetende futhi wathi, khangela, silomfo omncinyane, ongaba mude kangaka, umJuda, omakhala ayingwekwe, futhi kodwa lapho esiza, uzalifundisa ilizwe likaNkulunkulu ngokusobala.
Well, after a while, Paul was in jail at the same time. Awful place for a modernistic preacher, wasn't it? But he was in jail, and the Lord had him in there.
Aw, emva kwesikhatshana, uPaul wayesentolongweni ngesikhathi esifanayo, indawo embi kumchumayeli wesimanje manje. Akunjalo na, kodwa wayesentolongweni, futhi inkosi yayimenze waba phakathi lapho.
So, after the earthquake comes, shut the jail down, he took the jailer and his household and baptized them all in the name of the Lord Jesus and took off.
Ngakho emva, ukuzamazama komhlaba kusiza, kwanyikinya intolongo phansi, wathatha umgcini intolongo futhi labendlu yakhe futhi wababhaphathiza bonke ebizweni lenkosi uJesu futhi wasuka.
Come on over, he just cast the devil out of a little old girl down there telling the fortunes. And then is making a lot of money by her, so he just exposed her racket.
Wase siza ngalapho futhi wayekhuphe udevil phandle kwencinyane inkazana endala phansi lapho ebhula futhi khona ke besenza imali eningi ngaye. Ngakho waseveza nje obala iqinga labo.
So then they put him in jail for it, and the Lord shook the jail down because he had a bunch of people who were to hear the truth.
Ngakho ke bamfake entolongweni ngakho futhi inkosi yanyikinyela intolongo phansi ngoba wayelexuku labantu lapho ukuzwa iqiniso.
You can't bind God's word. There's no matter what you can. You just can't do it.
Awungeke ubophe ilizwi likaNkulunkulu kule akulandaba yini. Awungeke nje ukwenze.
So he come over there to where this man was, and Aquila and Priscilla, maybe they had some sandwiches, and right immediately after the sandwiches eat, they were going with the revival.
Ngakho weza lapho lindoda eyayikhona futhi uAquila loPriscilla mhlawumbe babelama samusi futhi khona masinya emva amasamusi esedliwe wathi sizahamba emvuselelweni.
Paul sat back there and held his little robe and listened to this Baptist preacher preach.
Paul wahlala emva lapho futhi wabamba isambatho sakhe futhi walalela kulumchumayeli weBaptist echumayeni.
That's fine what you preach. But see some more of it.
Wathi lokho kuhle. Lokho okuchumayelayo kodwa kulokunenge kwakho.
But I want to ask you a question, Dr. Apollos. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe?
Wathi ngifuna ukukubuza umbuzo, Dr. Apollos. Sewamkela umoya ongcwele selokho wakholwayo?
Oh, he said we didn't know where they were. What do you mean by the Holy Ghost? We're Baptists.
Oh, what? Asizange sibe kwazi ukuba ukhona. Kuyini okuchoyo ngomoya ongcwele singamaBaptist?
So how do you know you're Baptist? See, well, we was baptized, we only the baptism of John.
What ukwazi njani ukuthi ungumBaptist? Bona, awu, sabhaphathizwa. Siyazi kuphela ubhaphathizo lukaJohane.
He said he only baptized unto repentance. Saying it to believe on him to come, that's on Jesus Christ.
What? Wabhaphathizela kuphela ukuphenduka. Esithi ukukholwa kuye owayeza kuza lo nguJesu Kristu.
And when he heard this, they were baptized over in the name of Jesus Christ, and Paul laid his hands upon them, and the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied.
Amen.
Whosoever.
Futhi lapho ekuzwa lokho babhaphathizwa njalo ebizweni likaJesu Kristu futhi uPaulo wabeka izandla zakhe phezukwabo futhi umoya ongcwele weza phezukwabo futhi bakhuluma ngendimi futhi baprofeta wathi lo bangubani.
Now how do we do it? I want to tell you something and we'll close because I told you I'd let you out early. You know what the Holy Ghost says.
Manje sikwenza njani? Ngifuna ukulitshela enye into khona ke ngi sizavala ngoba sekuyikho. Ngilitshelile ngiza kuliphumisa masinyane. Liyakwazi lokho umoya ongcwele oyikho.
For the last scripture for tonight, I got another bunch down here but we'll have to omit that.
Umbhalo wokugcina walobu busuku. Ngilelinye inqumbi phansi lapha kodwa sizamele seqe lokho.
Let's turn over to 1 Corinthians 12. And then we'll read this and then we'll close. All right. 1 Corinthians the 12th chapter.
Asivuleni kwabase Korinte bokuqala 12. Futhi ke sizabala lokho futhi ke sizavala. Kulungile. Abase Korinte bokuqala isahluko 12.
How many believe the teaching of St. Paul? Sure. He said in Galatians 1:8, if an angel taught anything different, let him be accursed. Let alone a preacher.
Bangaki abakholo imfundiso kaPauli ongcwele. Qiniso wathi kwabaseGalatiya 1:8, uba ingilosi ifundisa loba yini ehlukeneyo, makabe nguqalekisiweyo, loba kungumtshumayeli.
If an angel from heaven come down and taught anything different, let him be cursed. See? Don't have nothing to do with it.
Nga ingilosi ivela ezulwini, isehla phansi futhi ifundisa loba yini okwahlukeneyo. Magabe ngoqalekisiweyo bona ungabi lalutho lokwenza ngakho.
Now watch this. 1 Corinthians 12. How many knows that we have got to be in Christ in order to go in the resurrection because it's his body that God promised to raise up.
Manje khangelani lokho. Abase Korinto bokuqala 12. Bangaka abakwaziyo ukuthi kumele sibe kuKristu ukuze siye ekuvukeni. Ngoba kungumzimba wakhe lo uNkulunkulu awuthembisayo ukuvusa.
Amen.
There's no other way. There's not another way. If you're outside of Christ,
akula ngenye indlela. Akula enye indlela. Nga ungaphandle kukaKristu.
You might look back here and believe on him. Say, sure I believe him. He's the Son of God. Good, my brother. I'm ready to shake your hand when you say that.
Ungakhangela emuva. Lapha futhi ukholwe kuye uthi sibili ngiyamkholwa yena uyindodana kaNkulunkulu kuhle mfowethu kulungile ukuqawula isandla sakho lapho usitsho lokho.
I believe on him. I'll confess him as my savior. That's good, but you're still not in.
Ngiyakholwa kuye, ngiyamvuma njengomsindisi wami, lokho kuhle kodwa ulokho ungekho kuye.
I'll shake hands with the preacher. I'll confess my sins. That still ain't in him.
Ngizaqawula izandla lomthumayeli. Ngizavuma izono zami. Lokho kulokho kungekho kuye.
Now watch. See what Paul said, how you get in Christ. How you go to be known as the circumcision. Abraham, they give a sign.
Manje khangelani. Bonani lokho uPaulo akuchoyo. Ukuthi ungena njani kuKristu. Ukuthi uza kwaziwa njani. Jongo sogiweyo uAbraham bamupha isibonakaliso.
Listen to this now, 1 Corinthians 12th chapter, and let's begin at the 12th verse.
Lalelan kulokho kathesi. Abase Korinte isahluko 12. Futhi asiqaleni kundima 12.
For as the body is one
and has many members, and all members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. Not divided, one.
Ngoba njengoba umzimba umunye futhi ulamalunga amanenge futhi wonke amalunga alo mzimba munye emanenge angumzimba munye ngakho kunjalo lo Christu awehlukananga munye.
Listen. For by one church, how many is reading behind me? By one handshake, by one water. No, then somebody's wrong.
Lalela, ngoba ngebandla linye, bangaki ababalayo, ngemva kwami, ngokuqawula nakunye ngamanzi manye hach khona ke omunye umuntu uphambukile.
By one spirit. Is it a capital? That's Holy Spirit, man.
Ngomoya munye kungunhlamvu unkulu na lo ngumoya ongcwele khona ke bona.
By one spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one spirit.
Ngomoya munye sipapatizwe sonke emzimbeni munye loba singabajuda kumbe abezizwe loba siyizibotshwa kumbe sikhululekile futhi sonke senziwe ukuba sinathe emoyeni munye.
The body of Christ is one spirit where every member from Pentecost to this time drinks of the same new wine, the same Holy Ghost, bringing forth the same result.
Umziba kaKristu ngumoya munye lapho ilunga lonke kusukela ePentecost kusiyafika kulesi sikhathi unatha iwine elitsha elifanayo umoya ongcwele ofanayo uletha impumela efanayo.
How do we do it? By one spirit. If God's open door, the Holy Spirit, what is it? If God's open door.
Sikwenza njani? Ngomoya munye. Ngumnyango kaNkulunkulu ovulekileyo. Umoya ongcwele uyini wona? Ngumnyango kaNkulunkulu ovulekileyo.
It's a sign. It's a seal. It's a comforter. It's an advocate. It's an assurance. It's rest. It's peace. It's goodness. It's healing. It's life.
Isibonakaliso, luphawu, ngumduduzi, ngummeli, isiqiniseko, ikuphumula, ikuthula, ikulunga, ikusiliswa, ikuphila.
It's God's open door to all these things. It's God's open door to Christ.
Ngumnyango kaNkulunkulu ovulekileyo kuzo zonke lezi izinto. Ngumnyango kaNkulunkulu ovulekileyo kuKristu.
Which has God proved that he raised up Jesus from the dead, and those that are dead in Christ will God bring with him at the resurrection.
Lo ole uNkulunkulu wafakaza ukuthi wavusa uJesu kwabafileyo futhi labo abafileyo kuKristu uNkulunkulu uza kubaletha kanye laye ekuvukeni.
Grieve not the Holy Spirit whereby you are sealed into Christ until the day of your redemption. How many believe it?
Lingamdabukisi umoya ongcwele elibekwe uphawu ngaye kuKristu kuze kube lusuku lokuhlengwa kwenu. Bangaki abakukholwayo.
What is Christ? What is the Holy Ghost? It's not something people laugh at. It is something people laugh at, but it ain't to the believer.
Uyin uChrist. Uyin umoya ongcwele. Akusiyonto abantu abayihlekayo. Into abantu abayihlekayo kodwa kayisikho kumkholwa.
To the unbeliever, I wish I could head along 2 or 3 weeks. I'd like to take tomorrow night and tell you what it is to the unbeliever. Let me just run through just a moment of time.
Gonga kholwayo ngifisa ngabe bengilamaviki amade amabili kumbe amathathu. Ngizathanda ukuthatha kusasa ebusuku futhi ngilitshele lokho okuyikho gongo kholwayo. Mangigijime ngedlule okwesikhatshana sesikhathi nje.
It's a laughing stock. It's a snare. It's a stumbling block. It's death. It's eternal separation from God. I just can't think of the thing that it is to the unbeliever.
Kuyinto ehlekisayo. Kuyisithiyo, kuyisikhubekiso, kuyikufa, kuyikwehlukana okulaphakade kuNkulunkulu. Angikwanisi nje ukucabanga ngezinto oyikho kongakholwayo.
Remember, the same ring that the unbeliever made fun of was the same rain that saved Noah and his family. See?
Kumbula, izulu elifanayo, lelo, onga kolwayo alienza inhlekisa ngalo, kwakulizulu elifanayo, elasindisa uNoah lemuli yakhe, bona.
The same Spirit, Holy Ghost, that people are making fun of and says is crazy and a bunch of nuts, it's insanity.
Umoya ofanayo, umoya ongcwele, lo abantu abenza inhlekisa ngawo futhi bethi yikuhlanya futhi lexuku lamanathi yikuphambana.
It's the same thing that will rapture the church and take it up at the last days will bring judgment up on the unbeliever.
Hallelujah.
That's what the Holy Ghost is.
Kwinto efanayo ezahlwitha ibandla futhi ilithathe liye phezulu ensukwini zokugcina kuzaletha ukwahlulelwa phezulu kongakholwayo kunjalo yikho lokho umoya ongcwele oyikho.
Blessed are they, may I say this in the sincerity of my heart. Blessed are they that do hunger and thirst for they shall be filled.
Babusisiwe labo mangithi lokho ekuqinisekeni kwenhliziyo yami. Babusisiwe labo abalambela labomela una ngoba baza kusuthiswa.
Tomorrow night we're going to talk about how what it does when it comes.
Kusasa ebusuku sizakhuluma ngokuthi kanjani lokho okuwenzayo lapho usiza.
Now, how many in here would like to receive the Holy Ghost and want somebody to pray for you that you'll see the light?
Manje bangaki phakathi lapha abangathanda ukwamukela umoya ongcwele futhi ufuna omunye umuntu akukhulekele ukuze ubone ukukhanya.
You know what it is? Now tomorrow night we're going to take what it does, and then the next night is how to receive it.
Liyakwazi ukuthi uyini. Manje kusasa ebusuku sizakuthatha lokho okwenzayo futhi khona ke ubusuku obulandelayo ukuthi uwamukela kanjani.
Then we're going to call in, have people here instructed, and go right into the rooms and stay there if it takes all through Christmas. Right. Until the Holy Ghost comes.
Kona ke sizakubiza sibe labantu lapha abalayiweyo futhi bangene emakamelweni futhi bahlale khona nxa kungathatha ikhisimusi yonke kunjalo aze abuye umoya ongcwele.
We're going to approach it from a sane Bible foundation. We're going to approach it and get it just like God promised it and it fell at the beginning.
Sizasondela kuwo ngesihluzekileyo isisekelo seBhayibheli. Siza kusondelela kuwo futhi siwuthole njengalokhu uNkulunkulu awuthembisa ngakho futhi wehla ekuqaleni.
That's the way we're here to do it. It doesn't make any difference what anything says with the Word of God has preeminence in my heart. That's right.
Hiyo indlela esilapha ukuyenza. Ni akwenzi ngitsho lo mehluko ukuthi ngubani othini siyi ilizwi likaNkulunkulu lilo kubusa enhlizweni yami kunjalo.
And I want what God's got for me. If there's anything more, open heaven, Lord, because my heart's open for it. That's right.
Futhi ngifuna lokho uNkulunkulu alakho ngami nxa kukhona okunye vula izulu Nkosi ngoba inhliziyo yami ivulekile.
How many wants it now? Raise your hand. Say, pray for me. Now while you remain with your hands up.
Bangaka bawufunayo. Manje phakamisa isandla sakho. Uthi ngikhulekele. Manje lapho lisasenjalo lezandla zenu ziphezulu.
Heavenly Father, we've taught a long time, but your Spirit is here. There are hands. It's up in the air now. And they know what it is. They know what the Holy Spirit means.
Baba osezulwini, sesifundise isikhathi eside. Kodwa umoya wakho ulapha. Kulezandla eziphezulu emoyeni kathesi. Futhi bayakwazi lokho oyikho. bayakwazi ukuthi umoya ongcwele kuchoni.
I pray God that before this meeting shall end, that every hand in here will be raised that they have received it. Grant it, Lord.
Ngiyakhuleka Nkulunkulu ukuthi lumhlangano ungakapheli ukuthi isandla sonke phakathi lapha sizaphakanyiswa ukuthi bawamkele wona kuvumele Nkosi.
We pray for them. We ask you to bless them and to give them the desire of their heart. Look at their hands, Lord. They love you. They want it. They know they can't go.
Siyabakhulekela. Siyakucela ubabusise futhi ubaphe isifiso senhliziyo yabo. Khangela izandla zabo, Nkosi. Bayakuthanda. Bayawufuna. Bayakwazi. Abangeke bahambe.
Tomorrow night, if you help me, Lord, we can prove it in the scripture that they'll never make the rapture without it.
Kusasa ebusuku, nxa ungangisiza, Nkosi, ngiza kufakaza khona embhalweni ukuthi abasoze benelise ukuhlithwa bengelawo.
So I pray, Father, that you'll give them hunger and thirsting so that they can be filled. I present them to you now, Father, and grant these blessings as we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Ngakho, ngiyakhuleka Baba, ukuthi uzakubapha ukulamba lokoma ukuze basuthiswe. Ngiyabaletha kuwe kathesi Baba futhi siphe izibusiso lezi lapho sisicela zona ebizweni lika Jesu. Amen.
Amen. I love you. This before we sing again, I want to meet with a bunch of ministers in the room here Friday night before the service starts. See, Friday night.
Ngifuna ukuthi lokho singakahlabeli njalo. Ngifuna ukuhlangana lexuku labachumayeli ekamelweni lapha. Olwesihlanu ebusuku inkonzo ingakaqalisi. Bona, olwesihlanu ebusuku.
You see what I'm trying to do? To show what it is. How to approach it and what you respect, then you're not coming blindly, beating into something. That's the reason I never asked it tonight.
Ni, liyabona lokho engizama ukukwenza, ukutshengisa ukuthi uyini, ukuthi usondela kanjani kuwo, futhi lokuthi uhlonipheni, khona ke awubuyi umphuphuthekile, uchayelela kwenye into, yiso isizathu, ngingazange.
I want you to know what it is. It's a promise, it's a seal, it's a comforter, it's so forth.
Ngifuna ukuthi libe kwazi ukuthi uyini, uyisithembiso, uluphawu, ungumduduzi, ungokunjalo.
Then, tomorrow night and the next night, then we'll start right then, from then on until it comes. I don't care how long it takes, we'll stay until.
Konage. Kusasa ebusuku futhi lobusuku obulandelayo khona ke sizaqalisa khona lapho kusukela lapho kusiya uze ubuye akulandaba ukuthi uthatha isikhathi eside okunganani sizahlala kuze kuthi.
Clean up your heart. You'll never pour it in an unclean heart. Get right, be ready, and he'll grant it.
Hlanza inhliziyo yakho akasoze awuthulule enhlizweni engcolileyo zilungise lungiselela futhi uza kupha wona. Asiphakamiseni izandla zethu kathesi.
Thank you. pastor just said, and we agreed, that tomorrow night we'll start at 7 instead of 7:30. Now let you out at 8:30 instead of 9:30.
Umalusi usekhulumile nje, futhi savumelana ukuthi kusasa ebusuku sizaqalisa ngelesikhombisa kulokuthi ngelesikhombisa lengxenye. Futhi lokho kuza ngivumela ukuliphumisa ngelesificamunwe mbili lengxenye kulokuthi ngelesificamunwe munye lengxenye.
At 7 o'clock tomorrow night, the song service will start. I'll be on the message at 7:30.
Ngelesikhombisa lengxa, ngelesikhombisa nta kusasa ebusuku, inkonzo yokuhlabela izaqalisa. Ngiza kuba sembikweni wami ngelesikhombisa lengxenye.
Let's take out our handkerchiefs and wave
them. Ngiyamthanda. Asithathe namahenki ethu futhi sizunguze kuye. Yephula nje injwayelo kaThesi. Kulungile, umalusi wenu kaThesi, umfo wethu uNeville.